Jesus Christ, you people suck.
Wow.
Wolverine on a tangent.
Back in the days when we played video games, it was hardcore for the nerdy and lazy. Now things have changed, and all our video games are also for the casual and lady.
But that's okay, you know the score. We told you a million times before, playing consoles, not just games, is in the past. And every week you listen to the best damn internet radio crew. It's the N4G Podcast. It's the N4G Podcast.
It's time for another week. N4G Radio, the week of
Radio.
August 17th, 2009. In the crib, yo, we have Gambus Kizan.
Greetings, program.
Yeah, I heard you stuttered that on your special guest appearance. You're like, hey, what's going on? What's up? Oh, greetings, programs.
Yeah. I just thought it would be a little bit weird saying that.
Yeah, that's not your place. Show.
This is your home.
This is your home. You, this is where you live.
This is where I live. Ah!
But no, yeah. But I haven't listened to the whole thing yet. So
no, I haven't had a chance to listen to it yet either, so I'm actually looking forward to...
I could tell it was a Gambus Con episode because the fucking thing was like 2 hours and 20 minutes long.
I'll say this. I'm going to listen to it. I'm going to break my
podcast cherry?
Yeah. Well, not really. I'm going to break my normal flow of not listening to other podcasts.
Yeah.
Because I don't have time.
Uh-huh.
Just for the Evolve Gaming podcast and Gambus Con.
Well, you should.
So I'm going to listen to it.
Yeah, he's been on my ass to.
And if anybody
be
else
on the show,
if anybody else that has a podcast is offended by that, I'm sorry. That's nothing personal. I
thought you were going to say if anybody out there has a podcast and wants me to be on it.
Oh no,
my phone number is.
My phone number is. No, I just don't have time to listen to other people's podcasts. It's not a slight on anybody else's podcast. I just don't have time.
Dude, I don't have time to do anything. I don't even have time to record
to
this
one.
So
yeah.
I'm going to step out after I introduce everybody, and I'll be back later.
He's got to do some yard work.
He's going to go cut the grass. What's up?
Cut the grass.
But also, we had the Wombat.
Hey, guys. How's
the Wombat Bizzle.
I was not a special guest on any podcast this week.
No, neither was I, so just Gambus Con because he's... And they even named the episode after you. You fucking star fucker.
Gambus Con is an internet celebrity, and we all need to get used to the fact that we are merely toiling in his shadow.
We are.
Yeah, but thanks to us, he's a celebrity that he is.
Yeah, but nobody knows that I control the strings to the puppet. Anyway. Also, it is we have K-Dub.
Hide your beagle. He's an eagle.
What?
Yeah.
What the fuck was
that? What did you just say?
Hide your beagle.
He's an eagle. Oh, Michael Vick. I didn't pick up on it until just now.
Wow.
That's one of the protest signs.
Is that what the DLC's called?
Probably.
Madden NFL 10 DLC.
Seems like it should be, for clarification's sake, it should be Hide Your Beagle, Vick's an Eagle.
What would happen if he went to Cleveland?
Dog pound. Dog pound takes on a whole new meaning.
Oh.
You don't want to be in the Michael Vick's dog pound.
I heard he was going to go play for the Chinese Football League.
Is he making food, too?
Yeah.
Ooh, snap.
That was the joke.
I'm just making sure everybody caught it.
No offense to anyone out
in
there
China?
Who is Chinese or listens to the show from China. I'm
no offense to China, all 1.7 billion of you. Don't come and beat me up or anything.
Yeah, only like one-third of the human population. Yeah.
As a way to pay back the Chinese people eat dogs joke, Zero Tolerance eats a ton of potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
And Killer Wolverine eats meatballs almost exclusively.
You could say what he ate last week was just that what pizza?
Oh, yeah, with the Mediterranean pizza?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gambus Con eats silly stuff. Yes. And I am the only one who eats normal food.
That's a lie.
Actually, my tastes lean more towards the Italian.
Hell yeah.
So, that explains why you go over to his house every weekend. Oh, snap.
No, brown something
chicken,
else.
A brown cow.
Exactly.
But anyway, we got some games to get to because we always divulge into food for some reason. That's because we record this before lunch.
Yeah, that's the biggest problem.
And we're hungry.
Yeah.
So we're going to get to Gambus Con's fondling and... No wasabi peas, no Mediterranean pizza. Let's just do games. Just games today.
No food, just games.
Yeah, right.
Because I will divulge into... I will leave the show. I will go cook up some shit.
Oh.
Really?
That sounds tasty.
You could do that right now?
Deep fried.
Ew.
You could cook us up some stuff right now while Gambus is talking about his following?
I'm not going to cook.
You could probably put a roast in or something.
Do I look like a caterer?
Yeah.
Yes, you do.
Just because I'm fat doesn't mean I like to cook, all right?
Okay, I finally got to play Marvel vs. Capcom 2 for
Marvel vs. Capcom the PSN. 2.
And, welcome to the party.
But I got to give a shout out to Maze 13.
Did you throw down?
Yes,
you know,
we did.
I haven't played a single person yet online, like a person that I know online in Marvel vs. Capcom 2. I'm really disappointed in that.
And you know something? It went very smoothly.
Yeah, the netcode's awesome. Capcom's an awesome netcode.
Yeah, it was good. And me and Maze 13, well, I think we're probably even in terms of, you know, who's the better player. We're probably about a tie. But I do know that he plays more fighting games overall than I do, because he's got a lot of trophies in like Blaze Blue. And I think he's also played King of Fighters more than I have too, so he's a good player. Yeah, May 13. Yeah, look him up on PSN if you want an extra friend to play with.
Yeah, I used to play a lot of Street Fighter with May 13 when I played a lot of Street Fighter. He is good.
Let me see what else. On the PSP, I played Persona or Shin Megami Tensei Persona. And it's pretty freaking sweet.
Pretty good.
Yeah, it's kind of weird because it's like each like Persona or Shin Megami Tensei game, each one of those games, it's like the end of the world.
Let me ask you a question just out of curiosity.
Okay.
It's like weekly that I hear you talk about a new Persona game. When is this going to get old to people who are into it? Because isn't it relatively similar over and over again? Because I know, like, people, you know, a lot of people will criticize, be like, oh, you know, Madden's out every year, don't you get tired of it or whatever?
Yeah.
But I'm just kind of curious, because Tomb Raider got ran into the ground, Resident Evil got ran into the ground. When is this one going to, or is it ever?
Well, the interesting thing about the Persona series is that it's very, very, very character-driven. And to me, that's a major part of its charm. Granted, the gameplay of, like, you know, fighting demons and negotiating and capturing demons and stuff like that, you know, it's kind of got like a Pokemon for adults.
Gotta catch 'em all.
Yeah, it's kind of like Pokemon.
Pokemon.
I was already saying,
you gotta buy it. You gotta buy it. Pokemon.
But it's interesting because
it's my favorite episode of South Park.
It's like each Persona game, has a band of high school kids that band together.
Just crazy scallywags.
In the midst of Armageddon.
That's what I did in high school.
Yeah.
Armageddon with Bruce Willis.
Don't want to close my eyes. Don't want to fall asleep because I'd miss you, Persona.
Persona. Bitches.
Yeah. But, yeah, I think that's a major part of its charm is that these games have really good characterization, and this is a interesting game because the original PS1 version of Persona was actually severely Americanized.
Injured in a car accident?
Americanized.
Yeah, meaning that...
I hate when games are Americanized.
American.
That the game made it... It looked like the game took place in the United States.
Oh, for sin.
And all the characters were
white.
Caucasians.
Same thing.
Yeah.
He's more PC, though.
But this game, Persona for PSP, is actually like a remake, but a more faithful version.
So they're not Caucasian anymore?
Yeah. They're
just Asian?
It's straight up Japanese.
No Caucasian, but Asian.
So they cut the caulk right off the front side of that.
I hate it when they cut off the caulk. It's painful.
It is painful.
Good Lord.
But, not that I would know. But anyway, but they also
have my sound effects.
They also included a side quest to the game that was in the original version, which was not at all in the American version.
Let me guess, it's like 60 hours, right? The side quest?
I don't know. There's a side quest called the Snow Queen quest. I don't know if it was not in the game due to
Richard Simmons' Winter Wonderland workout.
Oh God, I don't know if it was a controversial reason or if it was just a time constraint reason, but it's got that in it. And I'm only a couple hours into the game. It's really sweet. It's interesting because like when you're in the stages in the game, the first major area that you have to fight through is a hospital. And what's cool about it is it's a first-person perspective. You walk through the game in a first-person perspective, whereas, you know, in the Persona 3 and Persona 4 for PS2, it's an overhead view where you actually see all the characters, you know, and all the environments. But it's a little bit different in this game when you're actually wandering the hallways of the hospital or any other building. It's a first-person perspective, and I think it's pretty cool. It reminds me a little bit of, like, other, like, DS games, like Darkspire or Etrian Odyssey. It kind of had that kind of feel to it, but at the same time, it was a Persona game.
Rock on, Beavis.
Yeah, rock on.
Wow, Beavis, really?
So what else you playing?
You pulled that out of the Wayback Machine.
Hey, I like Beavis and Butthead. What's up?
Hey, fire! Played a little bit more of the Batman Arkham Asylum demo. I am totally stoked. I think this will probably be...
I think it's going to be in my top five.
That's what... Yeah, exactly. I was about ready to say that.
Of the year.
Of the year.
And I haven't
top
even,
five of the year.
You know, I've played Uncharted 2. I think it's going to be in my top five, too. But damn, this game is just... Oh, I can't wait. And what excites me so much is it's arriving in stores this week.
Right.
Oh, but we can't have it till next week.
Oh, my God.
Unless you find some lucky Walmart that doesn't know any better and puts it out.
I think
or
it's,
some way else, but I'm not going to say.
It's going to be this year's BioShock.
God, I can't wait.
Yeah, I'm
so excited.
It's going to be this year's BioShock. And speaking of BioShock, is BioShock 2 supposed to come out? Is it still scheduled for this year?
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As far as I know.
until we find out it's not.
Yeah.
Until we
find out it got delayed because of Modern Warfare 2.
2009 is the year that 2010 surpassed everything.
I'm already beginning to hate Modern Warfare 2. I have a feeling it's going to be a great game, but I'm already beginning to hate it because I'm so damn sick of hearing that games got pushed back because of Modern Warfare 2.
A little side tangent. BioShock 2, I mean, the more I see and read about it, it seems like, and I thought this from the beginning, it seems like an unnecessary sequel. Seems like an unnecessary sequel.
I think it's going to have trouble living up to the expectations that it has.
To me?
Just because it's hard to live up to that first game.
I feel that this is going to be... similar to what happened with Knights of the Old Republic when they made a sequel.
I still think it's going to be kick-ass.
Kick-ass! Knights of the Old Republic
I have my
was
hopes.
Still good.
I have my hopes that it'll be better than the Knights of the Old Republic sequel,
yeah.
Despite the fact that it was still good.
Well, I mean, I'm only comparing it that way because it's going to be one of those games where everybody's going to say, yeah, it was a good game, but not as good as the original.
All right.
We'll see. I have a lot of high hope for BioShock 2.
Everyone does.
I think it's. I don't anticipate that it's going to be like jaw on the floor, greatest game ever made. You know,
like the first one, was
as big as the
out.
First game.
Yeah.
I'm expecting a sequel to BioShock, which is why it has a 2 after it.
Yeah.
So,
but yeah, I think Arkham Asylum is going to be this year's BioShock.
That's what Game Informer said.
Yeah, I saw the review scan.
Yeah. 9.5 from both the first and second opinion.
Yeah, but here's my thing, though. Game Informer gave Manhunt a 10.
The original Manhunt?
Yeah, so.
Oh, yeah, it's all right.
Yeah. They're kind of wishy-washy.
Wow. Nice.
I'm sorry. That Manhunt getting a 10 thing.
But, yeah, the Arkham Asylum demo, fantastic. This is like hands down the best Batman game that's ever been made.
Oh, yeah.
Its competition sucks, though.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah. This game actually makes you feel like you're Batman.
And that's awesome.
Yeah.
I cannot wait for this game. I'm going to cry.
Don't do that.
On next week's show, I won't even be able to be here. I'll be standing in line.
You'll be standing in line.
For the game.
Yeah. Line of just one person.
Just me.
Yeah.
Woo-hoo-hoo. I'll be there in my bat suit.
That's creepy.
That is creepy.
You'll be there, too.
I can see you picking up the game at the counter, just crying like a little girl.
I'm so happy.
We got to be there with camera.
He opens the box at the store, pulls out the plastic batarang, and throws it at somebody.
That would be epic.
I've been waiting my whole life for this.
This game.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
I will say that the case for the collector's edition looks fucking awesome.
I can't wait to open it and display it.
But.
And,
I passed.
The last game I played this week.
Uh-oh, here we go.
Uh-oh. Bam, 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 bam.
Yeah, I read this on your Twitter.
I kind of, yeah. You read it on my Twitter from yesterday?
Yep.
Oh, my God, yeah. I played some Madden 10 this week. This is, like, the first time I played, like, an actual retail football game in, like, 5-6 years or something like that, or about 5 years. And I don't really know what I'm doing in the game. It's like I'm just kind of like going through the motions. Oh, okay, look at these plays. I don't even really know anything about football.
Just ask Madden, he'll tell you.
Yeah, Madden will tell you everything. I think you should double up coverage on this one. They won't be a speaking one.
Brett
Favre.
Yeah, I don't know. I'll say this. It's pretty sweet. I think I can get into it. I think I can get into it.
Tell them who you're playing as.
Okay. First off, I think most people that are listening to the show already knows that I'm a huge, like, geek. I don't think there's any way to hide that. And when I got Madden 10, I'm like, man, how can I geek this game up?
Geek it up, yo.
You know, how can I just take it to the next level of being a freaking geek show? You know what I'm saying? So what I did was I remembered the old 1982 sci-fi rock opera known as Flash Gordon.
Flash!
Oh. Oh. Savior of the universe. Doo-doo-doo-doo. Queen does that song.
Yeah.
What's up?
And I remember the part where Flash Gordon says to Ming the Merciless, he's like, Flash Gordon, New York Jets. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to play as the New York Jets. So I created Flash Gordon and put him in the New York Jets. So I have Flash Gordon as the quarterback.
That's
of
awesome.
The New York Jets. However, I was disappointed in one thing. I don't know if I can do this or not, or if I'm just don't know how to do it. But I actually got my Flash Gordon album, and I copied like 10 music tracks from the movie.
And wait, hold on. You got your Flash Gordon album?
Yeah, I got the soundtrack. I got the soundtrack from Queen. I bought it like 10 years ago.
Awesome.
You'd have bought it this year if you had to.
If I had to, I probably would have, but I had it like 10 years ago.
Awesome.
I believe you can import the music into your stadium.
Seriously?
I think so. I haven't toyed around with it, but I know on the PS3, in order to do custom soundtracks, you have to make a playlist. So you need to create a playlist of your songs.
Yeah, I created a playlist.
You might want to ask some people on the forums about doing the PS3 version, because I don't know, but I'm pretty sure you can put songs into the stadium. So, like, when you score a touchdown or something, it could be like, Flush! Oh! Because I think you can record... I think I remember reading in the fact sheet about how you can record... You can pick 30-second snippets of your songs...
Oh, really?
...to put into the stadium music.
Excellent.
Because you could do that in ESPN 2K5, so I'd imagine that 5 years later you can still do it. You know.
You would think.
You would think that feature is still there.
Cool. I'm gonna have to delve into the menus, which are, dude, I get lost in the menus in this game. It's like I don't even know what's going on, man.
There's
like
a lot of customization to those games.
It's like this game makes most RPGs look like freaking Jello pudding pops or something.
You will see the most splendiferous Jello pudding pop you have ever seen.
What was your impression of, Jason?
Jello pudding!
I don't know.
It's not complete unless you say splendiferous. It's the most splendiferous Jello pudding pop you have ever seen. Camino!
Okay, and that's pretty much it this week.
Awesome. What are you going to play this week?
More Madden.
It's too bad you don't have it on 360. I'd take you on.
Yeah.
I'd sack like Flash Gordon.
Yeah, more Madden. More Marvel vs. Capcom. Oh,
more
man. That,
thank you for a ride.
That game runs so silky smooth on PSN.
It's beautiful, man.
It is beautiful. So and it looks really nice, too.
Yeah, it is pretty. Except for that whole cutoff shit going on.
Yeah,
you know?
Whenever you do like certain moves and stuff like that, it does kind of look weird.
Even like the versus screen, you can see the little square around it. Yeah. And you're like, oh, that's not true HD. What's up?
But the backgrounds...
It's not splendiferous.
The backgrounds, I can tell, are definitely...
They were designed for that way.
Yeah.
The big thing about the re-release of this is when it was released originally, nobody ever saw how good they could look. These are the original backgrounds.
Right. Yes.
This is how they were originally drawn. We've just never been able to see them this well until now, which is just fucking awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful game.
But I probably won't be picking up any new games this upcoming week. I'll probably just be
fucking Batman.
Playing more Persona and
PSP.
Probably play Batman Arkham Asylum demo some more.
14 more times.
Yeah.
Will you be able to buy the game this week, right?
No, you don't know.
Oh, it's the 25th, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
This week the only game coming out I think is Wolfenstein. Sean Connery just came in to tell you about Wolfenstein. I'd like to tell you about Wolfenstein.
I'd like to talk to you about Wolfenstein. Wolfenstein.
There's some Nazis in there.
Yeah, Nazis.
Some crazy psychokinetic powers.
Yes.
The Pinot Man's power.
So we're going to move on to the Wombat.
The Wombat.
The Wombat. Tell us what you've been fondling this week, son.
Well, currently it looks like he's fondling his iPhone.
I am fondling my... You know what I'm actually looking at right now is some people already on the PC version of Arkham Asylum...
PC?
...have made modded costumes for Batman.
Oh, man. That's the only reason I like to play it on the PC.
Some of them look really, really cool.
Of course, we could see them nude.
They've got him.
Let's get some nude patches for Batman so I can see his polygonal wang.
They've even got the full black costume with the giant yellow bat symbol.
That's badass.
On him. And the rubber nipples.
Yeah. They've got the one where it's full black and he's actually even got black over his face and then a red bat symbol on his
chest. Batman Beyond.
Yeah.
That is
it's pretty neat.
Crazy.
Can you do his bat wang?
And it looks
Batwing.
There may even be a Green Lantern Batman costume on here, which is a little weird.
That's kind of fucked up.
Batman did obtain a Green Lantern ring in one of the miniseries.
Really?
Yeah.
Miniseries.
So there you go.
Anyways. In a miniseries.
One of the many. But see, you could confuse that. One of the miniseries.
One of the many miniseries.
What is it, mini?
It's just miniseries.
You goofy bitch.
It's mini. Oh my god, it's so small.
That's splendiferous. What you fondling?
So sorry about that.
Oh, no, I feel like Gambus this week. I played, what did I play this
week? I don't know, blah, blah, blah.
I played a lot of MLB The Show, which I know is old, but fuck you, I don't care.
Nobody said anything to you, but somebody sounds defensive.
I played a lot of Trials HD.
Yes.
Which is just phenomenal. It's one of my favorite of the Xbox Live Arcade games that I've downloaded.
And it was the lowest key title of Summer of Arcade, which was hilarious.
And it's really, really good. It's very, very deep. I like the track editor. I like all the fact that not only do you have the races, but you've got the skill games as well. And it's got so much replay value, it's ridiculous. But I know you guys both played it, so I'll let you talk in depth about it too.
Oh my lord.
I won't go into it too much. I also played more of the game that I'm not allowed to talk about, which is weird.
People are going to be I don't care, you're lying.
Because it comes out not too long from now.
When are they going to fucking lift that embargo?
You know, that's a good question, because there's a certain milestone that happens tomorrow or today when you're listening to this, and it's still under NDA, and I have the game's actually already gone gold, and it's still under
you're
NDA.
You're not giving any hints as to what it is at all. Let's play 20 questions.
But
is it a game?
So I don't know. That boggles my mind. I should be able to talk about it next week for sure.
I would hope so, because it'll be out.
Yeah. No, it won't be out. It won't be out yet. So, and then I played some more of the Batman Arkham Asylum demo.
This might be the most played demo ever.
Yeah, that game's awesome. What else did I? I'm trying to think if I played anything else before I talk about the last one. I don't think so. I think that pretty much sums up most of it. But I also last night picked up Wii Sports Resort on the recommendation of Gambus Khan and Brian the Boogeyman Peterson.
You know, Kat's gonna beat your ass because she wrote that review for our site like 2 weeks ago.
I know.
Last week she's like, "No, don't take it off my account."
Yeah. No, I.
Hey, thank you, Kat.
Yeah, I did actually.
That was a good review.
After she mentioned that on the forum, I did go back and read her review. It was a good review, and it actually made me want to buy the game even more. But she is absolutely correct in her review that the game tells you way too many times to take a break. I am so sick of that game telling me to take a break.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck you, it's not that strenuous.
It's not like boot camp or anything.
Right. Although there are some games on there, man, that I will wear you out. Like the if you do the canoeing too much, I can imagine it would wear you out, and the bicycling would definitely wear you out.
Speaking of wearing out, well, I'll talk about it later. I have a game that I'm going to play this week that's probably going to kill me.
So I played a lot of that, and it's very, very good. It just goes to show, you know, we make fun of the Wii a lot because there's a lot of shovelware and it's not HD and blah blah blah. But I'm telling you, Nintendo is spot on perfect with their releases on the system this generation. It's just like the GameCube, except in my opinion, most of the I'll probably get flamed for this, but most of the first party games that have been released for the Wii so far have been better than a lot of the early first party games for the GameCube. Just my opinion.
I'll agree.
Galaxy is better than Super Mario Sunshine.
I personally
like Mario Kart Wii better than Double Dash.
I'm probably
in the minority when it comes to that, but
No, I think it's better than that.
I didn't play Metroid, but from what I understand, it was better than the last Metroid that was on GameCube.
But it's not as good as the first Metroid Prime.
Which you'll be able to pick up soon.
I am so fucking buying that. That's my other Wii purchase, Metroid Trilogy.
Seems like Nintendo is really swinging for the fences with their games so far this generation. Wii Sports Resort has 12 games in it, as opposed to the four that were in the or 12 sports in it, as opposed to the four that were in the original Wii Sports.
But you get two of them back. bowling,
you get two
and
of them back.
Tennis, right?
Bowling, in my opinion, is not that much different.
No, bowling and golf.
Yeah, bowling and golf is what you get back.
Yeah, they're
bowling,
basically like kind of like expansion packs,
right,
to the original version.
Which is fine because maybe you can get rid of your original now.
Well, that's, there you go. Except you don't have tennis or boxing, which I prefer. I like the boxing.
There's
but
five in the original. You forgot baseball.
I did forget baseball. The nice thing is about the golf, the bowling, in my opinion, pretty much is almost exactly the same. There's some subtle changes. They added some new skill games where you have to bowl around stuff, which are cool.
Yeah,
but mostly the mechanics are almost exactly the same. The golf mechanics are completely different than they were in Wii Sports Golf. It actually takes into effect whether or not your wrists break. It takes into effect whether or not you're coming through the ball straight. And it seems much better at judging when you're swinging too hard. The golf is definitely a step up. My favorite of the games that I've played in Resort is I like the sword fighting a lot. And I also like the archery a lot. I was telling these guys before the show, I would be very, very surprised if those games weren't solely put into Wii Sports Resort for the purposes of testing them out for the next Zelda, because they both seem like they would fit into a Zelda game very, very seamlessly in terms of mechanic, especially the archery. The archery just seems custom made for a Zelda game.
Mm-hmm.
It's got the little like target comes in, and it just seems like it would be perfect for Zelda. I also really like the wakeboarding is kind of cool. The flying around the island is really cool, where you kind of hold the Wiimote like you were holding a paper airplane and fly around the island. So overall, I mean, if you have a Wii, you should definitely buy it. It's a ton of fun. It's got ping pong in it. I mean, come on. Buy it.
Yeah.
It's got ping pong in it.
All right, Forrest Gump.
So, and I suck at ping pong.
I took to it like a duck in water.
Like a duck in water. But, I bought that last night, and my wife and I ended up staying up till about 2 in the morning playing it. So,
that's awesome.
It's definitely worth a purchase if you have a Wii.
Purchase.
And by the way, go to ztgamedomain.com to read the lovely review that was written by Catastrophe.
See, that's the thing, I don't pimp her out.
See, there's a plug right there. There's a plug right there.
Gambus Khan's weekly butt plug. Anyway.
So, wow.
Wow. Okay,
wow.
Continue.
that pretty much wraps up current fondling for me in terms of future fondling. More of the game I'm not allowed to talk about until I'm allowed to talk about it, which pisses me off.
It's a secret game.
It's a secret.
Yeah.
Let's see, what else am I going to play this week? More Wii Sports Resort, for sure. And then it's just, you know, countdown to Batman.
Countdown to Batman! Batman!
Batman comes out less than a week before my birthday.
Oh, God.
So,
fucking Batman's going to be
excited.
Awesome. Anyway.
Batman.
What's up, K-Dub? All right.
Wow.
K-Dub.
Shows what he thinks of you.
I guess so. Well, on you too.
Before I start, I have to apologize to Maze, who saw me play Red Faction. And he tweeted, if I want to play multiplayer. I did not see that. That Raptor tweeted that I played Red Faction. So
yeah, that's
sorry.
Yeah.
Speaking
of which, Altus sent me a invite to play Gears of War 2. I don't own Gears of War 2.
He sent
so,
them to everybody on
gotcha.
His friends list to
okay.
see who's playing.
Gotcha. So yeah, I apologize for not responding, but I
did
know.
Not get one. I am sad.
You weren't online, probably.
Oh, that's a good point.
Is that you was hiding?
No, I wouldn't hide.
Lies and deceit.
I apologies to Fido Dido. He sent me a message when I was playing the foosball.
Yeah, so he sends me messages all the time when I'm busy. And just so you guys know, when I'm busy, my messages don't pop up.
Yeah,
they don't come up and say, "Hey, somebody sent you a message." I don't even get achievement notices. I turn that on because I'm reviewing a game and I'm not going to join in anybody else's game, so I'm not ignoring anybody.
Right.
I just don't ever see the messages.
Yeah. So that's that's pretty much that's a pretty good standard to follow, I think, for all of us. If you see us on PSN or Xbox Live and our status says busy, we really are busy.
Yeah,
so
we're not ignoring anybody.
Yeah, we promise we're not ignoring you.
Well, mine wasn't set to busy. I was just playing football, and I didn't ignore him. I didn't even see it pop for some reason. I guess I was too
engrossed in your foosball.
Yeah, yeah. So I do apologize to that.
Bobby Boucher.
And then I guess on Twitter his is Squeeze Eddie.
Yeah, he said something. I remember seeing that. Yeah.
He helped me out with some stuff. So thanks, Ed, from Glasgow. He is from Scotland.
Scotland!
He is from Scotland.
So, yes. There you have it.
You're not using your brain.
Think with your dipstick, Jimmy.
What's wrong with you, you stupid poopit? You're not using your brain. Can't get in the Studebaker.
Seth MacFarlane and his cavalcade of comedy. I didn't play too much that I can probably remember, but I played, obviously, Red Faction.
What, were you drunk the whole week?
Not drunk.
I didn't play much, I can remember.
Just stupid.
wow, okay.
I played
the greatest
through
excuse ever.
A lot of Red Faction. Just not really doing the missions. I have that, you know, sickness where I just go around and just beat shit up with my hammer. So
that's I got a sickness.
I only played through one mission after several hours of playing the game. I did download the Demons of the Badland DLC, but I'm not going to play it until I beat the game because it is single player mission.
That takes place before the actual game starts. So,
well, still, on you, motherfucker. I ain't going to play it until I'm done.
You started it.
All right, shut up,
fucker.
I did play Trials after everyone was talking so highly about it. I downloaded the demo. I'm like, holy shit. I really didn't have the money to buy it, so I bought it anyway.
If you'd answered your phone, you
would
pay for it.
Yep, but now, thanks to you not answering your phone, I got to play it. So,
see, it worked out for everyone.
It worked out for everyone.
Except for now, you're $15 shorter in a negative bank account.
Ah, well, you know, such is life. Awesome game.
Yeah.
I'm really liking it. And it kind of reminds me, that, especially with the skill games, flat out.
Has a lot
it's
of
like
flat
a little
out
mini flat out, and it's just really, really awesome.
I just love trying to perfect.
Yeah.
Every track, it's like an addiction.
Yeah.
Like
it
trying
really
to
is.
Beat your high. And the leaderboard thing is awesome.
Yeah. See, starting out when I bought it, I played through the easy, obviously, and I was number one on all of them motherfucking easy ones, and then after a while, everyone else started playing it and started beating my times, and I want to go back and beat them. Everyone else who beat me again.
Well, see, what's cool about the leaderboard things, especially in the skill games, is like while you're playing it, you'll see your friends list names in the level. So, like, if you have to try to get to a certain point by doing something, like, you'll see Killer Wolverine's name here. So
that's my favorite part.
That's how you have to know how far you have to get to beat him.
Yeah.
And then you'll see other people's names after him. So if you can get that far, you beat them. And if you get that far, you beat them.
Yeah.
And it's, like, addictive because you're like, I know I can beat him. I know I can't, and you just keep playing it over. I've played some levels upwards of 50 times in a row.
Yeah.
Just over and over.
Trying to beat the person.
Yeah, and that's, I have to force myself to move on with the game, because if I see someone beat me, I'm like, I can beat him.
It's like,
I can fucking do
all
it.
All I got to do is pull that jump off one more, just 1 second better, and I will beat him.
Yeah.
So,
and you will do it over and over and over.
That lends quite a bit to the replay value.
Yeah.
Is the whole fact that you can see where you are in relation to everybody else in progress.
Yeah, that's just freaking awesome.
That
and
is.
Some of the levels are like even without the leaderboard, some of the levels are just addictive to try to beat it without having to hit the restart button.
Yeah,
because like you can go through the level and you can hit the back button to restart at the beginning, or there's also checkpoints and you can just hit B and restart at that checkpoint, which makes getting through any level easy.
Right.
You can get through any level in the game, no problem.
Right.
But getting through the whole level without ever crashing, that's the thing you want to do.
That's the challenge.
Yeah. That's what really drives you to keep playing the game.
It's pretty much the epitome of easy to play, hard to master.
Yeah. Because when you finally do master that level, and once you get to medium, that shit changes big time.
Yeah.
Like the levels get you doing backflips and like moving off of physics objects and just, it's ridiculous. And trying to master that level, it becomes an addiction.
Yeah.
You can't take it. You're sitting there going, I know if I flip this way and land my wheel just like this and pop up on this block and do this, I'll master it. You can't help but keep doing it.
I don't know much about dirt bike racing or anything, but the physics seem kind of realistic.
It's with, crazy.
Yeah. Just with the way it bounces when you land after a high jump and everything. It's just, it's an awesome game. And this has been one hell of a summer of arcade.
Yeah, absolutely.
The most disappointing game so far is Turtles in Time, if you want to call it a disappointment.
Yeah.
It's and great for what it is, but it's short and fuck.
And this week?
Shadow Complex.
Awesome.
End it with a bang.
The Metroid Castlevania hybrid shooter.
Oh, my God.
But,
awesome.
Yeah, no, Trials HD is just awesome. If you have a 360, do yourself a favor. Fucking buy it.
Speaking of Trials HD, we've got one more code to give away.
Which, oh, look at that.
Which, No, it was so funny because I gave away one on Twitter the other day, and some people freaked out because they thought I was asking them to rearrange all 25 letters.
Oh, yeah.
All I did was give you the five different
things and you
sections
just had to,
of letters, and you just had to move them around. So there was only five, you know, combinations.
Right.
And like people were like, "There's no way we'll never figure this out." I'm like, "No, no, no! You just have to move them in the different sequence of five."
Yeah, I thought you explained that pretty well.
I know.
Actually.
And then somebody's like, "You got to be kidding me! I'll never do that."
It's just overthinking.
People
just overthinking. It's
but congratulations to the guy who won. It was actually funny. He had just started following me on Twitter that day.
Oh wow. It was his day.
It was so funny because I put up that I was going to give away a trials code. I got 10 followers that day. So if you guys want followers, just say you're going to give away something.
Yeah, no doubt.
I don't want followers. Con don't need any fucking followers.
But if you want another copy of Trials, we'll be giving away a copy next week on the show. What you need to do is you need to send an email to contest@ztgamedomain.com. Next week we're going to randomly draw one and send it to you during the show. While we're recording the show, we're going to send you the code for Trials HD. So send an email to contest@ztgamedomain.com with the subject Trials HD, and we'll randomly pick you, and you'll win a copy of this freaking awesome
it's
game.
It's definitely good to win it, but if you, you know,
even if you don't you win, should you should buy it. But wait till next week to find out if you won.
Or not. You know, whatever. Your preference.
If you can't wait.
Well, right. It's just an awesome game. It's definitely worth playing. I wish it was on the PSN for all those PS3 players.
Yeah.
I just wish I wish you could share levels among everybody.
Yeah, that's the only.
But with all the shit you can do, I mean,
they could patch that.
Yeah, they can. And you know, you can share it with your friends right now, which is kind of cool.
But I want like Little Big Planet because I would love to see what
some
the community
the stuff,
is.
You know, I think maybe they're waiting to see if this game blows up, and I'm sure it has, so maybe they will patch it up.
Well, I've seen forum threads about people like just adding everybody to their list so that they can share levels.
Well, hopefully they'll catch on to that. Who are the developers of this game?
Red Lynx.
Well, hopefully they catch on and support that sometime soon.
It might be payable downloadable content.
If you had to pay to share levels Little Big Planet style, I would pay for it. Just because I would love to see what the crazy people on the internet come up with, because I'm not that creative.
Well, from what I've from what the Wombat was saying, it's pretty deep. The creative,
It's very deep.
So I imagine there's some pretty kick-ass levels online that people have created, and I would love a Little Big Planet level sharing thing with like a rating system.
I kind of miss. I wish the skill levels were multiplayer, but you kind of don't need it because, like we said, you have the.
The leaderboard thing,
on the screen to see where you can beat it, and I don't know. My favorite skill game is the ski jump.
Yeah, the nice thing too in the level creator is that you can create levels for the skill games too.
Really?
Yeah, it's not just for the races. You can create levels for the skill games too.
I haven't unlocked every skill game.
No, I have.
I'm missing the last two.
I'm missing the last three.
I'm missing the last two because the one I don't like the pinball one. That one's hard.
Yeah, I kind of. Yeah, my least favorite is on top of the ball.
That's hard.
Yeah,
that is hard.
But my favorite is the ski jump and the bone-breaking one where you just launch the guy and he's falling downstairs.
See, I love doing the one with the bombs in the cart. You're driving a little cart on the track and there's a bombs in it. And if you bounce too hard, they'll fucking just explode. Yeah. And, like, your dude just goes, like, it scares me when it does it. Like, I'm going over a hill, and, like, it'll make me jump when it explodes because it's just like...
It kind of puts you on edge because you have to be, like, really slow and methodical about it.
But
the rest of the game is just fast and balls to the wall.
But you only have a minute.
Yeah.
You only have a minute to try to get as far as you can get.
But this one, that one just puts, you know, slow and methodical as opposed to just running, you know, as fast or going as fast as you can and then... But
some of the challenges get crazy later on when you like have to knock over planks and then land on them and then drive across them and then go backwards down levels and stuff. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. So definitely an awesome game. I think the last thing I played was Madden 2010.
Boom!
I'm like you, good old ZT over there, trying to find a nice
balance of difficulty.
Where you don't blow the computer out of the water and they don't blow you out of the water. It's I don't know why it's so hard for me to find a nice medium.
Because we're not excellent at it, but we don't suck at it,
yeah.
You know?
Well,
you're in that middle skill where it's hard to find a
thing
difficulty.
Is, I lowered the CPU difficulty all the way to the very lowest on all and every category.
How are you doing? Like, what's the scores in your games?
I actually haven't played a full game yet. I played quick game, didn't finish it, and then I started a career, and I didn't even finish the first game.
Well, mine, I think I have mine set to not the default's at 50 for the CPU. I think I knocked down mine to 40. And
are you playing on pro or all pro though?
I don't know. Whatever the default is.
Default's pro, I think.
I don't know how to change it.
It's in the same menu.
Well, I'll have to look around. I really haven't. I don't know why I didn't see it, but I'm just running all over them. Like the two games I played in my season have been shutouts, like 73-0 and 68-0. I'm like, all right, well, that's obviously too easy. So, and I run all over them.
Yeah.
All over them. They're all right now where I have it set for a pass defense, but when I get a completion, I'm off and running. They won't catch me, so I guess I got to... Can you up the difficulty level in midseason?
Yeah, you can up it any game you want.
Man, I have to find out how to... I don't know why I can't... Oh, I'll have to look, but... trying to find a nice medium for that to make the games nice and close as opposed to 73-0. I played around a lot with Superstar mode.
See, I haven't really dived into that too much. It's the same as last year.
Well,
really.
I didn't play last year's.
Except you don't have to do the mini games now every week.
You had to do that last year?
Yeah, you had to do them every week. That's why people hated it last year.
Well, it's kind of interesting. It starts out, you know, you're you have to take an IQ test. I think it's like 5 questions or something like that. 5, 10 questions, whatever. And 5 questions, 10 minutes, I think is what it is.
It determines what kind of player you
are. Yeah, and if you score high, you know, a better team will pick you. I scored pretty high. The Colts picked me. Unfortunately, I picked running back, and we know that the Colts aren't exactly a running team.
That's the only thing I don't like about Superstar mode is you only play one position.
Yeah.
So if you don't play in that play... You don't play.
Yeah.
That's why I like the way, and I don't mean to bring this up,
but I like the way
MLB The Show does their thing because with Road to the Show mode, you can actually set each individual thing. You're always going to bat. Every time your guy comes up to bat, you'll come up to bat. But you can set it up to where you play every fielding play, some of the fielding plays where it'll only make you play like non-routine ground balls or stuff. And then for base running, you can do every base running when you're only the lead runner or none at all.
Oh.
So it lets you customize when you play.
When I'm playing through Superstar, I look and I actually think to myself that I wish it was done like the show is done.
Yeah.
Because the Colts aren't a running team. They aren't known for running because they got Peyton Manning as quarterback. So they'll use me ever so often, but when I actually get called to run, I don't run very well because I don't get used.
Right.
So I'm like, all right, well, this is kind of crappy. But when I do run, I mainly get to play the third or the fourth quarter when we're up.
Right.
And they don't need to pass. So then after I start getting warmed up in the third, fourth quarter, I take off.
Right.
But there's certain times when you use your running back and like on maybe second and one.
Right.
Instead of passing, you would run to see if you can get that yard as opposed to, you know, throwing it. They won't do it. Even with Peyton Manning, I understand that. But it's second and one. Why not use me to run the ball?
Right.
So instead, I'm there blocking for the motherfucker. And I'm like, oh, I wish I could have the option, like the show, to complain to your coach.
Right.
Because I know in the show you can complain to the manager like you're not
if
happy
you're not getting enough playing time or,
and there's no option for that. And it's like, God damn it. So many times did I want to run the ball in short yardage situations where I could actually make the first down and help the team, but I can't do that. So I just have to sit there and suck it up and block for them. So it's kind of frustrating that I picked a running back and I unfortunately got signed with, you know, the Colts.
A team that doesn't run much.
Right. But, you know, I got signed with the Colts, so I guess that's pretty good.
Yeah.
But yeah, I wish there was just certain things they could have added to let me complain or ask for a trade, because I can't even ask for a trade. I'm not happy. I played through the whole season. I wasn't happy. I got some good stats. I think I had 100-some attempts for 800-some yards, so it wasn't too terrible. Towards the beginning of the season, I think I had more receiving yards as a running back.
Nice.
Than rushing yards. So, but, you know, it's I was respectable, you know, in that, but I just wish I can complain and say, use me more.
Right.
Or trade me. So, but the way the superstar mode is, the angle is, it kind of makes you feel like you're the position player. Now, I played online with the Professor Chaos, and we tried the online co-op, and it uses that same angle, and it doesn't work with the online co-op, because, you know, if you play single player, it has, you know, you can see every player in the whole
right.
field, because you're not focused on one player.
Right.
But in online co-op, they have where you just focus on one player, but it shouldn't, because you can be any player.
Gotcha.
Except for the first player, you have to be quarterback, obviously.
Right.
But it uses that angle, and it's just, it's going to take a while to get used to. I don't know why they decided to use that camera angle. It's disorientating.
It's disorienting.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Series is...
Especially, shut up. Especially when you're on defense. Because if you're playing a defensive lineman and you're trying to, you know, get to the quarterback and sack him, whatever, and he throws the ball...
The hand motion.
They flail their arms like that when they come at the quarterback.
And he throws the ball and you're like, what the fuck just happened? You don't know where the ball went. I mean, I know that's supposed to be realistic, but you're
right.
not focused on one guy. Bring the camera back where we can see the entire field so we can switch between the players and adjust the play accordingly. I applaud them for trying to do the realistic thing, but it just doesn't work. And I'm probably everyone out there probably like, oh, what are you talking about? You're fucking stupid. Well, you know, I'm not good at Madden and whatever. I want to see the whole fucking field. And I want to, you know, if you're allowed to pick other players to change the plan accordingly, then fucking show me the whole fucking field. So it's going to take a while to get used to, but it's just hard to adjust to that. So that's my only real complaint is that camera angle. It works for superstar mode, but online co-op, nah, it don't work. Because, I mean, it doesn't have that angle when you play local co-op. Same Xbox, same screen, doesn't have that. So why should it have an online? Fix it. Fucking fix it. That's all I have to say to EA.
Fix it, bitches.
Because if you're going to put Michael Vick in your game, fucking fix the goddamn camera angle. Motherfucker.
Anyway.
Yes. We won't go off on that tangent.
Let's not. So what else you bought? Is that it?
Yes.
All right.
Oh, we did go to the Arcade Legends last week.
Yes.
And,
yes.
I'm going to have to borrow, if it's okay with you, one of your arcade sticks, because I owned the arcade machine with, you know, the arcade stick. On
Marvel vs. Capcom?
Yeah. So, yeah. I will have to borrow that so I can enjoy Marvel vs. Capcom on 360 a little bit more. But it was good times last week, so. I actually know the owner, so maybe we can try to do some kind of special thing with that in the near future.
Yeah.
Because I actually work with the owner, which is kind of cool. So, but other than that, yeah, I'm going to need to borrow a stick.
What are you playing this week?
Madden, Red Faction, Trials, Shadow Complex. Hopefully.
Yeah,
hopefully.
Shadow Complex.
Yeah. I'm so jealous of Shadow Complex. I
want to
play that game so bad.
You want to play Trials, too?
Yeah.
I do?
Yeah.
Okay.
You will.
That game is the bomb sauce.
You will be. You will be.
Football season is here.
Yes, it is. The game started. Preseason started
Yay!
This week.
No, it started last week. It started Thursday.
Same difference. It's still within the last week.
Time to get your hot dog.
What?
Yeah, it was football.
Wiener schnitzel.
Time to get your hot dog.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anyway. Excellent.
I'll eat a hot dog at a football game.
I bet you eat a hot dog in your bedroom.
What?
Wow.
The fuck.
You know, I bet I have too, yeah. With chili and cheese.
You
That's
like the,
kinky.
You like the chili dogs, huh?
Oh, come on. All right, we're moving on.
Yeah, okay, let's... yeah, well, so
What have you been fondling this week?
Well, no chili dogs, that's for sure. I didn't play much this week, actually. I've been playing Monsters in the Attic for DS for review.
Monsters in the Attic.
Monsters in the Attic. Yeah.
Is it scary?
No, it's a like kids movie, dude.
Or is it Aliens in the Attic?
Yeah, Aliens. I always mix that up. Oh, I always call it Monsters in the Attic.
Yeah,
I don't know why.
Yeah, it's Aliens.
I guess
aliens
you can categorize, you know.
Aliens, monsters. Yeah. Aliens are monsters. So yeah.
Have you seen the trailer for the movie?
No.
It shows this old lady who, I guess, she gets possessed by an alien or something, or gets controlled by an alien. And she actually does a dragon punch to some dude.
Okay, that movie's going to be stupid.
she actually does a dragon punch.
But,
yep. It's crazy.
I'm playing the game, and you'll never guess what kind of game it is.
Flight Sim.
No.
Third-person action.
It's a Contra clone.
Wow.
Really? So, an Akari Warriors clone and a Contra clone for two licensed games in a row.
Yep.
Seriously.
It's 2D with, like, laser blast shooting and vertical, you know, and you're fighting monsters. You pick power-ups up and throw grenades, and it's totally Contra.
Does it have a spread laser?
Not that I found yet, but the weapons do upgrade. Hmm. So maybe there's a spread laser later. But, yeah.
Does it have two-player co-op?
No. But you have three different characters that you can switch between on the fly.
Interesting.
Touchscreen controls are just used for shooting, which was kind of weird. Because, like, you can shoot with the touchscreen by aiming with it, which is very discombobulating.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't usually use it. I just usually use the D-pad and shoot. I put my stylus away while I'm playing. It's not bad. I mean, it's Contra for kids.
Yeah. It's Contra for kids.
It's kids Contra. what else did I play this week? I thought Trine was going to come out on the PSN, but it didn't.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that game.
I wanted to play that, but it didn't come out this week, so I was disappointed. I almost bought Fat Princess again. I don't know why I'm hesitating so much to buy this game.
Yeah, you know what? I wanted to play this game for the longest time, and I still haven't played it.
I know. I'm so disappointed in myself for not buying it.
Have you...
Actually, I think I need to go buy, like, because you see the message that I got about PSN? I figured out a way to get past the tax.
Oh, yeah.
How?
Yeah. Just tell them you're from, what, Wisconsin?
Wisconsin.
Yeah. There's no tax in Wisconsin. So I'm going to buy some PSN cards this week. I'm going to buy Fat Princess, Wipeout Fury, Shatter, and if Trine comes out this week, I'll get that, too.
Looks like I'll be mooching off him this week.
Dude,
changing my password.
Shatter.
Motherfucker.
Shatter is incredible.
But those are the games I've been wanting, so now that I can get past the tax thing, I'm kind of kosher with it now.
You're going to be a cheesehead then, huh?
Yeah.
Have you listened to the last episode of Listen Up?
No. I don't listen to it anymore.
Oh, okay, because they had a really deep discussion about Fat Princess and how, in a lot of ways, it has broken gameplay.
I'm sure that there's some broken things in it, but that happens with any online game. They'll patch it later.
Which, when I did play it, but the thing is, this is stuff, what they were talking about is stuff that would be very difficult to actually patch, because a lot of the problems of the game is actually the game itself.
Did you notice it
like
after you played it, or after you listened to the show, though? Or did you notice before?
I noticed it before, but after listening to them, I was like, so in other words, I wasn't just a stupid player. You know, everybody else who was playing it. Because the problem with Fat Princess, on a fundamental level, is that there's too many standstill matches where nothing happens. Everybody is just running around in chaos. Somebody steals the princess. They automatically get killed. The princess gets returned. Same thing happens on the other side. And you'll be playing forever, and nothing will happen, except just everybody killing each other and
dying.
Sounds
like Battlefield 1943 problem.
Yeah. Sounds like every game of that caliber problem.
Well. But they did compare it to Battlefield, but they said that at least Battlefield actually has a like a deterrent mechanic that actually will actually bring one side ahead of the other side if you do certain things, whereas Fat Princess actually doesn't have a side deterrent. So, I mean, you could have almost an infinite
infinitely long game where nothing happens.
Mm-hmm. Well, I still want to play it.
Yeah.
And
it's overflowing with charm. It's still a fun game.
But that's what I'm going to try to play this week. But other than that, I played through Demons of the Badlands, Red Faction DLC. It was really good for $10. I mean, it's a whole nother map. So, I mean, there's quite a bit. There's like 2 or 3 hours of gameplay in there, which some people will balk at, you know. But if you go through and do everything, and you enjoyed the original Red Faction, you'll like it. You'll like the story because it takes place before the game, kind of leads up to some parts of the game. But if you haven't beat the game, I still wouldn't recommend playing it because it kind of spoils something in the regular game. So,
gotcha.
Because they assume you already know it. What else did I play? I played a little Marvel vs. Capcom 2. I still can't beat the single player without losing because I suck.
It's very difficult. I was even playing it on easy, and it was kicking my butt, actually.
Yeah. It's kind of ridiculous that you have to play through the whole game without losing.
Yeah.
I don't like that at all for that achievement, but I do still love the game, and I'm still learning different characters that I'd forgotten were good from the original. I played a lot of Trials, but we've already talked a lot about Trials, but that was like my biggest game of the week, as I played the crap out of that thing. And I think I'm beating most people on the leaderboards and the skill games. Some of them I can't get. Nobody's come close to the Breaking Bones one. I think Boogeyman had 85. That was the closest. I have 91.
I'm ranked number 32 in one of the races.
On nice. Your friends list?
No, in all.
And overall?
Overall.
Awesome.
I was like, yeah!
No, that game is addictive.
Yeah,
super sure. addictive, and that's pretty much all I played.
I forgot I played Batman.
Yeah,
the demo.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait till the 25th.
Yeah, that game's going to be awesome.
Oh, my Lord.
That's Bioshock.
That's my sorry fondling for the week.
Well, at least it's something. At least you didn't play nothing.
It's Demons. Not well, I did play through Gears of War DLC again. Mm. So that
I
was
mean,
fun.
It's a little bit less than what you're usually fondling each week.
This is true. This week's a little different. I have Wolfenstein coming in. I actually have Ninja Blade on my queue that I'm going to play and finish that. Hopefully, maybe not this week, but I'm going to start playing it again. That's the next game I want to actually finish. I have Active Life Extreme Challenge. Power Pad Returns.
Oh, snap.
That's the game that's going to wear my ass out. I have to review King of Fighters this week, so I'm going to play a little more of that. And Shadow Complex.
Yes.
In the house.
Yeah.
I am very interested in that game. I can't wait to hear about it.
You should not be able to wait to play it, bitch.
But on to the next subject.
And isn't fucking Watchmen this week?
It's supposed to be.
For the sequel to the End is Nigh?
Yeah.
That's actually a downloadable version, which would be awesome because I beat the first one and I really want to play the second one.
Don't you have the Blu-ray thing? Doesn't it come on the Blu-ray?
You had
version?
To buy the special edition.
Oh, okay.
Which was like $50 as opposed to the $25 I paid for it. So, and I don't want to buy a game that I already own.
Yeah.
Right. I really hate that idea. And that's the only way you could get it till now. Like, you got to buy them both together. No, fuck you. I don't. I'll wait. But that kind of wraps up my fondling for the week. So now we're going to do some Killer Wolverine dirt or something.
Some dirty.
And now, News for Gamers Internet Style Radio Program proudly presents Killer Wolverine Dirt or Something. Brought to you by MedHealth. Walkover activated health packs. Providing health services to heroes since 1936. Always consult your doctor before attempting a solo armed assault on a military installation. Do not use MedHealth health packs if you are pregnant, plan to become pregnant, or currently breastfeeding. And now your host, a man who is also currently breastfeeding. Not Killer Wolverine. Zero Tolerance.
Damn right, it wasn't me.
You making fun of my mitts? Who did that?
Who did that?
It was him.
Traitor?
No wonder they
Quick
call
to point
it
the finger.
It was him! He didn't want you to think it was him. Like, you nasty bitch.
You're the one booby feeding.
I'm not really booby feeding. So stop asking.
That's gross.
Mag, the massive action game.
Yes.
Arrives January 26,
2010.
You can sign up for the beta, which I was invited to, which we'll see if I get in.
Fuck you.
Beta.
Beta.
That's an awesome picture.
Dude, that picture of the dog chasing Michael Vick is awesome.
But Michael Vick's coming to Madden NFL 10.
I love the editorial content Killer Wolverine added. Following the news that the Philadelphia Eagles signing ex-Falcons QB and dog killer Michael Vick.
But also that it's Philadelphia Eagles and the Nexi roster.
Philadelphia.
Whoops.
And the
that
Nexi,
happens.
Nexi roster.
Spelling news editor.
Damn WordPress, we're not having a spell check.
Fucking Foo Fighters coming to Rock Band this week. Finally a good DLC. Sweet.
Yeah, but no Big Me still.
No, we got Blind Melon with No Rain.
Really?
Blur, There's No Other Way. Dropkick Murphys, I'm Shipping Up to Boston. Eve 6 with Inside Out, which is the only song you've ever heard from Eve 6.
No, that's not true. There was also...
yeah, that was a good song.
No, what was the...
I don't know the name, but I know what you're
talking
about.
Off their second album. They had that shitty, slow Here's to the Night song.
Yeah.
And then they had...
I think we have Eve 6 fans in the house.
Promise was the other one.
Yeah, I don't... I've never heard
Promise
of that.
Was the other Eve 6 song.
But the Foo Fighters 3-pack contains All My Life, I'll Stick Around, and Lonely As You, and then the Kaiser Chiefs are the last one. In an awesome move, PR-wise, Sega is allowing users to choose the next Xbox Live Arcade game from the Genesis.
Did you see what's winning?
Hopefully it was still Earthworm Jim.
Yes.
Because Earthworm
really?
Jim was on there, along with, was it Shining Force?
Toe Jam and Earl, I
Toe
know
Jam
was
and
there.
Earl was on there. Was what's making... the what's the weird game that was on there? Wonder, it was some low-key game.
Was,
I don't know.
Mickey Mouse and the Castle of Illusion on there?
No, Mickey Mouse and the Castle of Illusion is not on there.
No, that was a
Wonder Boy.
Wonder Boy.
Wonder Boy's on there.
Boy.
Golden Axe 2, Shinobi 3, and Streets of Rage.
Hopefully Earthworm Jim will take it.
Yeah, hopefully. Yeah, vote for Earthworm Jim real quick.
Yeah, it's 46%.
Yes.
It's winning
by a
landslide.
Oh, wow, it's blowing everything out of the water.
Toe Jam and Earl's in second with
16%.
Yeah, so it looks like our next Genesis Xbox Live Arcade game will be Earthworm Jim.
Yes.
And I will be picking
I love it.
Yes.
With what? It's Xbox Live Arcade.
Oh, snap. Well, I'll pick it up sometime in the future.
EA Mobile and id Software launch Wolfenstein RPG for the App Store.
RPG,
so,
huh?
Yeah. Looks cool as shit, too. Like, the graphics look really cool. So, you should check that out if you're into that. BioWare unveils the Dragon Age Origins Collector's Edition and pre-order program. I like how they call them programs now.
I got to say this, too, while we're on the topic. I love the box.
Yeah, the box art is incredibly
really cool. It's elegant.
It will be $74.99 for the console version, $64.99 for PC. It comes in a steel case with a cloth map, soundtrack, trailers, all the same bullshit you always get.
Yeah.
But there are three exclusive downloadable items, special pieces of content, the Stone Prisoner, as well as a suit of Dragon Age-themed armor that can be used in the game.
As well as,
as
in,
well
Mass,
as
Effect
in
2.
Mass Effect 2.
Yeah, that's
awesome.
The big news.
The other DLC pack that comes with it contains access to Shale, the mighty stone golem, who can become one of the most powerful party members in the game.
What's the date that releases?
October, isn't it?
October.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to Dragon
Seriously,
Age.
Seriously, it's just around the corner.
Really looking forward to it.
This game looks like it's going to be one of the best of the holiday season that nobody's talking about. EA is going to be at Gamescom showing off a lot of new games. Well, actually not new. Mostly they're old stuff. But the new Need for Speeds will be there. If you're excited, Littlest Pet Shop will be there. I know you're excited. And obviously Dragon Age and Dead Space Extraction, which is another game everybody seemed to forget about.
Brutal Legend,
Army of Two, Dante's Inferno. So yeah, definitely a lot of games. Champions Online goes gold. So it should be releasing soon.
That's a
cool looking character.
Madball's Invasion of Babo Invasion, whatever it's called, got an update that was huge.
I remember those toys. Remember those toys back in the day?
Yeah, we talked about this game like a month ago.
I know.
What we didn't talk about was the new update, dashboard update, but...
Oh yeah, we didn't talk about the dashboard.
Is that in your
news
though?
That it released?
Okay, then we'll talk about it after the news. Yeah, but there's a lot of changes to Mad Balls.
I mentioned because you can use your avatar as one of the balls, which now supports the new clothing options from the new dashboard update.
Interesting.
I had a couple of those Mad Balls when I was little.
Yeah.
There's a new vehicle video available for Operation Flashpoint. If you go to flashpointgame.com, you can check it out. The game that's never coming out, because Flashpoint's been on the release list since, what, the beginning of time?
It's coming out.
Oh, my God.
It looks phenomenal, too. Just
looks
so
like
you know.
He's farting.
Yeah.
Why is his back exploding?
That's why I put it on there, because it...
It looks like...
Well, that's one of the Pokemon.
My back explodes!
New Pokemon games...
Your back explodes.
...has been announced for the DSi.
Heart Gold and Soul Silver, I think.
Yeah. They're just running out of colors and names now. This is another thing none of us said we were going to be fondling this week, but we will.
Oh, yeah.
Lost Planet co-op demo coming to Xbox Live Arcade. Or not Arcade, but
not
Xbox
arcade.
Live.
Come on.
August 19th.
Holy cow.
Yes.
Yay. Yeah.
Wow. I'm really looking forward to that game.
But you won't be playing it this week.
Dun, dun, dun.
The Rock Band
Madness.
Metal Track Pack.
Madness!
$29.99. There's going to be 20 songs in it. Some of them were in the game through DLC, and some of them are actually exclusive to the track pack. So these are brand new songs that haven't been
available. Aren't they a disc? Standalone disc?
Yes. Man. But it's you can... import them into the game.
Oh,
you can
right.
always do that with
right.
Rock Band.
Which you can do for Guitar Hero now, too. Well, with World Tour and 5, is what I'm hearing.
Oh, well, they better. Otherwise, they're stupid. Oscar De La Hoya headlines Fight Night Round 4 DLC. So you can get some free DLC. There's some details on Fear 2's new single-player expansion. There's 4 new levels and a new slow-mo deathmatch. Launching
slow-mo deathmatch,
which was awesome in the first game. Fear 2 Reborn will be released on August 27th. So,
which gives you another reason to play that game because it's awesome.
Indeed. I don't know who this is, but whatever. 2 new characters have been announced for Fairy Tail Fights.
What?
Fairy Tail Fights is like a very violent game based on old children's fairy tales.
It looks pretty cool.
It does look pretty awesome, but Jack from Jack and the Beanstalk and the lead character from The Emperor's New Clothes, and he will be naked in the game.
Yeah.
Wow.
So if you've seen the trailer, yeah, he's going to be naked in the game, which is hilarious.
Well, he's got like a little leaf covered.
Yeah, he's got like a little leaf. Oh, Jesus,
wow,
that's loud.
That is loud. What the heck did you do?
Sorry.
He hit play.
What did you do?
I was trying to show the trailer, but I forgot it shows advertisements, and it's stupid.
Yeah.
But here we go.
There you go.
We're going to watch this trailer here while we're scrolling down
seen
through
the
news.
Trailer yet.
Yeah. Dude, you didn't watch this?
No. But it's loud as
loud.
Shit.
Yeah, we're skipping out on the show just so we can... watch a trailer.
So we can watch a trailer about fairy tales killing each other.
I totally forgot it used the Unreal Engine.
Yeah, we have to know that it uses the Unreal Engine. But you need to go to the website, KWWD, and watch this trailer because it's freaking hilarious. If you go down to the woods today, I'm filling content because they can't hear this.
Yeah, no, they can't hear it. But you don't have to talk so loud.
I know, I can't really tell that I'm really that loud. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Whoa.
He's naked.
That's awesome.
He's like spewing blood.
It is very bloody.
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
Excuse me. But yeah, you should check out that trailer.
It starts off
all
nice and sweet, then it goes into hard
metal.
You
should check out the Fairy Tail Fight.
Is that
going to
be a downloadable game?
No, it's a disc
game. Full retail. Sweet.
Yep. Demons of the Badlands is out, $10 on PSN, $800 space bucks on Xbox Live. Metal Gear Solid Touch is on sale for $2.99.
Sweet.
So that's a steal.
Yeah.
You should go download that. EA Montreal announced that Army of Two, the 40th day, will release in January 2010. Another game in January. Need for Speed Nitro teams up with Tokidoki, Upper Playground, and I Am 8-Bit. For some cool car designs, which the picture looks cool.
And I think Tokidoki also did some of the Avatar clothing in the new update.
Yes, they did. EA announces a release date for Ultima Online, the Stygian Abyss, September 8th. So, if you're into the Ultima Online, man, check it out.
Yeah. Sweet. Ultima Online has been around forever.
Yeah, the Ultima name has been around forever. Yeah.
PAX.
Old British.
PAX schedule is up. Keynote address from Ron Gilbert. First public demonstration of the Old Republic. Splinter Cell Conviction and Assassin's Creed 2. Of course, the annual Rooster Teeth Red versus Blue panel. Pitch your game idea session, and I've just been fucking fired. How to get back into the industry on your own terms through mobile game development. And Will Wheaton presents... Will Wheaton. The Awesome Hour. So there you go. Apparently, if you're... What is this? Research and Practical and Visual Impairment and Blindness.
It's kind of an interesting article. Something to peruse.
So there you go. Check out KWWD and read about visual impairment.
Atlas launches official trauma team website.
Have you seen the trailer for that game?
I'm sure it's on the website if you go click it.
It is really awesome. It looks like it's going to have even more medical procedures. It looks like it's pretty deep.
Apparently Deep Silver is going to publish a Prison Break video game, which is not really about prison. Oh, wait, that's the show.
See what he did there?
Risen, the game Risen from Deep Silver, has announced the voice talent, and he looks just...
That's Gollum, man.
I know, he's that scurred. He looks scurred.
Andy Serkis.
Yeah, he's going to be in it. Was it Jonathan Rhys-Davies? And who's the other one?
That's the only two that I...
You said Hedy.
John Rhys-Davies is also...
Lena Headey.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Or Hedy.
Yeah, she's mentioned up there. From the Sarah Chronicles and 300.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Oh, Lena Headey?
Yeah.
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 High Voltage announces an agreement with Terminal Reality.
To use the Infernal Engine.
The Infernal Engine, which was... What game was that just recently? The Terminal Ghostbusters.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Because Terminal Reality did Ghostbusters, but they also did Blood Rain.
Blood Rain.
When one of the coolest announcements for Section 8, you can now use your Xbox 360 and your PC to have your own dedicated server for the 360 version.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah, that's awesome. That means there's going to be a lot of lag-free gameplay out there.
Section 8 looks to be pretty awesome.
It does look really cool.
I read this, and I don't understand what it means, but the Scratch Perverts and DJ Yoda...
Ooh, I scratch the record, I do, yes, woo.
Yeah, it's not a very good Yoda impression.
No, it's not trying to be very good. Apparently, they're going to be remixing some Jackson 5, some Little Richard, some Eric B. and Rakim, and whoever Common and Noisia is. I don't know. You can score a touchdown this fall with Family Fun Football. Is that your tagline, or did you...
No, that's Tecmo's.
Okay, that sounds like a PR.
With goofy froghead people.
And dudes with cowboy hats.
That looks dumb.
Look at that. The screenshot's not even in high res. Why?
What a shock.
Hey, look. The screenshot tag is called Fun.
Fun.
Well, that's my tag. I just put little bullshit tags.
Fun.
If you pre-order MotorStorm Arctic Edge, you will get a customizable skin. Gearing set for top speed and handling set at max. Aren't these fucking settings? How is this an exclusive pre-order? You suck. 2K Sports signs Derrick Rose as the spokesman for the NBA 2K10 Draft Combine downloadable game. Man, that's a mouthful.
Yes.
Ugh. God.
Derrick Rose, who used to play for Memphis, now plays for the Chicago Bulls, in case anybody doesn't know who Derrick Rose is.
Does anybody care?
Yeah, a lot of people care.
And I know you were waiting on it, but Brave: A Warrior's Tale has released for the Wii and 360.
Didn't this game already come out a couple years ago?
It was a little while back, but it wasn't for the Wii and the 360.
So is this like a remake or an actual sequel?
It's the same thing.
It's pretty cool.
This is probably one of the coolest things ever done by the Guitar Hero people. But if you pre-order Guitar Hero 5, you will get a free copy of Guitar Hero Van Halen a long time before it actually releases.
Sweet.
Free.
Free. You will get a $60 game 2 months before it releases for free. So put that in your pipe and smoke it.
That's with every purchase.
Yes. How awesome.
So do you
that?
Have to purchase the game along with all the instruments?
No, just the game.
So there you go. Mad Catz is apparently going to create Modern Warfare 2 game accessories.
Okay.
That's a big shock there.
I could imagine seeing Modern Warfare 2 lunchboxes coming soon. Capcom announces the Platinum Hits Triple Pack for Xbox 360, and this is a killer deal.
Yeah.
Dead Rising, Lost Planet, the Colonies Edition, and Devil May Cry 4.
I might have to.
$40.
September 8th.
That's pretty
8th.
Good.
Yes. Oh, that's the day I go back to school. But I might have to purchase that, because I don't have any of those games, and I loved all of them.
They're $40 for three games.
Wow.
Awesome deal. You can import old songs from Guitar Hero to Guitar Hero 5 from World Tour. And there's no pricing for this yet.
Well, at least they're doing it.
Yeah. As long as it's not more than $5 like Rock Band charged.
Right.
Johnny Cash is making his video game debut.
Oh, yeah.
In Guitar Hero.
What songs is he going to be doing?
I can't remember what songs
Ring
he's
of Fire.
Ring of Fire and Man in Black.
Awesome.
So... EA and Double Fine announce a supercharged soundtrack for Brutal Legend.
Oh, man. I can't wait.
There's a lot of songs.
There's a lot of songs, and it's a lot of metal. Got some Black Sabbath, some Anthrax, apparently a band called 3 Inches of Blood, which just sounds gross.
Yes.
A band called Carcass. I bet you these are screaming bands.
Probably.
Def Leppard's on here? How did that happen? With Rock of Ages?
And Dokken. Mr. Scary.
Dragon Force, man.
Sweet.
Death Clock.
Death Clock. KMFDM has 2 songs on here.
Oh, wow.
Megadeth has some songs. Ministry.
Wow.
Motorhead.
Ozzy Osbourne.
Well, of course, Ozzy's on there. He's in the game, man. Rob Zombie with Yeah! Sorry.
Yeah!
Alas, as you couldn't imagine, Tenacious D is in the game.
With Master Exploder.
Testament.
Again.
And White Snake. Yeah.
Man, this is going to be a freaking crazy soundtrack.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot to also mention the new wireless headsets from Turtle Beach are coming out this week, and they're sending me a sample to test them out.
Really? Must be nice.
Of the $199 version wireless ones.
Must be nice.
Oh, I have to send them back.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't get to keep them.
Oh, that sucks.
It's down further.
Yeah.
Because they released 2.
They released 2 different ones. One of them's like $60. The other one's like $200.
That's the $60
one. Yeah, this is the $60 one. It's wired.
It's just... Now, which one was this? Go back to the title. I want to see which one it was. That's just the stereo.
Yeah.
I've heard
the other ones are 7.1.
Turtle Beaches are supposed to be really good.
The ones I'm testing are wireless 7.1 headsets.
And it's got this kick-ass receiver that actually you put the headphones on.
Uh-huh.
Just as like when you're not using them. The receiver actually holds the headset, which it's pretty cool.
That sounds pretty hardcore.
Yeah.
Civilization Revolution is now available for the iPhone. We'll have a review for it this week because Kat's been playing it.
Sweet.
Excellent. Hudson brings Deca Sports to the DS, which that looks like Dennis Rodman, doesn't it? A little bit.
Kind of.
Tony Hawk Ride is scheduled to ship November 17th. Fossil Fighters has been released for the Nintendo DS.
Looks like an interesting title.
Looks like Pokemon.
There they are.
There's your wireless 7.1 $200 headphones.
Oh, man.
Wow.
And I get to test those out this week, and I'm so excited to see how they sound, because I may have to, like, shell out and pay.
How much were they?
They're $199.99.
$200.
Yeah.
I would like
That's
to own
expensive.
Something like that, but yeah, for $200.
But if they're as good as a surround sound system that costs the same amount of money.
Well, that's true.
You know,
7.1. I wish we had wireless podcast headphones.
Yeah.
That would be sweet.
I wish Turtle Beach would release headphones for PS3.
These work on everything.
Yeah.
They do?
Yeah. They're just designed for 360.
It's MadCats.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They're designed for...
I'm sure they're...
They're designed for 360 because only the headset, the microphone works with 360, but the headphones themselves work with everything.
Yeah, which, by the way, did you just... mentioned it, they do work with Xbox Live as a headset, so that's pretty cool, too.
Yeah, you can actually use the headset while you're playing the games with the sound, and it dictates the sound of how loud it needs to be for you to hear the voice and the game. So.
Sweet.
Awesome headset. Oh,
yeah. Star Wars content blasts onto the Wii console. A lot of old SNES games showing up.
Super Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back, Return of the Jedi.
Going to be awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Nintendo download big names and brilliant games make for a must-see demo. This PR spin just kills me.
Yeah.
It's the WiiWare update.
Yeah,
Kindred's Nyx Quest, Kindred Spirits, that's out. I heard it was awesome. Rock and Roll Climber. Apparently you headbang as you go up the side of a mountain. Super Star Wars is up. Brain Age Express, Arts and Letters.
For DS.
Yeah, for DSi. Because you can only get it on DSi. The store is only available on DSi.
That looks cool.
Neo Core's King Arthur developer diary is up at King Arthur the War Game.
King Arthur. Huh, you know something?
Kind of neat.
Why haven't we had a game based on King Arthur?
We have. Knights of the Round for the Super Nintendo and arcade.
Oh, snap! But then again, you had to go that far back.
That's true.
Yeah, you couldn't go recent.
Yeah.
What's up with
that
y'all?
That one's coming out sometime soon. That's for PC, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, and okay. Gambus, you're about to be excluded. Would you get your hand out of your pants?
I'm about ready to tuck my shirt in. Leave
me alone. I'm about ready to get excluded.
We're going
to
talk about the new dashboard update for 360.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Okay, I'll be here in the corner.
Diddling yourself?
Yeah.
Diddling?
Wow, Ned Flanders.
DJ Diddles.
I'll be in the corner with the dunce hat.
So what do you think of the dashboard update?
It's cool.
Yeah, I think it's cool. I mean,
I'm glad it speeds everything up.
Yeah, it did really speed up my dashboard, but I have a serious issue with it, and I don't know if it's just me.
No, if it's about the avatar thing. They did it for maintenance.
The avatar thing would not load for me, and it locked
but
my system up 10
times. But that was the day before
they
actually closed it down for maintenance, so I don't think you're the only one having that issue.
I don't know. It took me forever to get the props that I paid for onto my avatar because the thing wouldn't load.
That's what you get for paying for overpriced
props. Yeah, which, you know, I can't see myself paying for that kind of
stuff.
I like
how everybody said that, but yet everybody on my friends list has something.
I don't.
You're one of the few, but you don't ever get on Xbox Live anyway.
I'm on Xbox Live all the time.
I never see you on Xbox Live.
I don't have it. I'm on Xbox Live pretty much all the time.
That's because I hide.
So, I mean, I really want to buy a lightsaber.
Just wait.
And there is a fucking Gears of War hoodie that I really, really want.
He's going to have something on eventually. Just wait.
I can't justify.
Unless they release something just kick-ass.
There's a lot of kick-ass stuff.
For very little money.
No.
I have a lightsaber.
Yeah, but that's 400 points.
Yeah, that's 400 points.
But I have one.
I don't care. You could buy a game for 400 points.
You know what?
No, I couldn't.
Well, you've already got every fucking game.
The costumes are cool that you can buy for Bioshock, the Clone Wars is where I think the Star Wars jet comes from.
You're just mad I have Cog armor, too.
Yeah, he's got the Cog armor, too.
That's what you get.
See, I want...
What did I get? I didn't.
You paid for it.
No, I didn't.
Oh. Fucker.
I have Bioshock, the downloadable game.
Yeah.
They sent me a code for that.
The downloadable game?
The whole game.
Games on demand.
Oh, really?
Games on demand.
So, I have trouble spending...
Oh, yeah, and I call bullshit on the whole installing games now takes less space. Yeah, fuck that. Madden still took up 5.7 gigs.
Oh, I never even messed with that.
Yeah.
The only downside of this whole thing was the avatar clothing, which, you know, it seemed to be doing fine, but that's great. And there's a lot of cool shit on there, but I can't waste points that I use, you know, to buy arcade games.
Only because you don't have a job.
Well, that's very true.
I have a job, and I wouldn't waste points on that.
You know, that plays a big part of it. If I had a job, yeah, I'd buy that hoodie that I want for Gears of War because it's just kick-ass.
See?
I'm not going to lie. I mean, I still don't agree with paying for it, just like, you know, home. By, you know, paying for, you know,
oh, I don't agree
clothes.
With it either, but I couldn't help but want a lightsaber.
Right.
I'm sorry.
I mean, there's a lot of cool shit. I mean,
I've always wanted a lightsaber. I don't care.
Well, to each their own, you know.
But you don't actually get it.
Oh, my avatar has it.
Your little character on the screen holds it.
Well, yeah, and he does, like, whip it around and everything.
He even does a little force push thing.
Yeah. Which, I mean, it's kind of cool to, you know, spice up your avatar, but again... Same thing with home.
Spice up your life.
I can't justify how much they actually are,
now,
too.
Now, if I got stuff like that unlocked via
you will.
Playing games...
Yeah, there's awards on it.
I will definitely use that stuff.
Now, hopefully, if you unlock them, you don't have to pay for them.
Oh, well, fuck that. If I unlock it and then have to pay for it, screw them.
Yeah, that would be kind of jank and stupid. But, you know...
Now, if you let me unlock it and then use it instantly...
Now, see...
I would do that.
I still think it's all very stupid, but I couldn't...
Right.
I can't help that I'm stupid, too, and I want a lightsaber.
You know,
I don't give a shit.
They got a lot of cool stuff, and they keep adding stuff on it. There's a lot of cool stuff. I really have to force myself not to pay for this useless shit.
Almost everybody, like, when I log on to Xbox Live, almost everybody on my list, like, if you sit on the friends list for a minute, you'll see them play with their little prop. So I'm going through the list. One guy's got a rubber chicken.
Yeah.
One guy's got a Q-tip. One guy pulls out the little warthog, starts playing with it. Yeah. I have a lightsaber. Yeah. Eat it.
Yeah. Not a lot of armor, people. Not like no Bioshock.
What's the Bioshock armor? It's,
you get, they Big have Daddy. Three helmets.
Oh, really?
Yeah. They have three different helmets. The Big Daddy, the Rosie Big Daddy, and the classic Big Daddy.
No one wearing the Cog armor or anything, but a lot
what
of
What are you
props.
Talking about? Che Morongo's wearing the...
Not when I was on. I didn't
yeah, he
see
was
it.
Wearing that, and he had a beret on, and he had a rubber yeah. chicken, which was just an awesome combination.
You can get the.
Oh, you're right. I did see that. You're right.
And even Boogeyman has a guitar.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can get the armor from Gears of War.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm wearing it myself.
You can also get the
awesome. How much is the armor?
What's the other guys? Yeah, Locust armor.
Yeah, you can get the Locust armor. The armor is what, 320?
Three something.
And that's.
I know it's only a couple bucks, but it's a couple bucks. So.
I just don't think you should have to pay for it.
Yeah, I agree. Avatar clothing for
but
home.
But then
or,
again, I mean, if people will pay for it, they'll charge for it.
And everybody is paying for it. So, yeah.
I can't justify it for home or the 360 marketplace. But you know, you buy it, you buy it. Whatever.
You know, I would rather buy some armor from Gears of War than like in PlayStation Home buying. Designer clothing.
See, that's the thing. I never.
What's kind of funny to me is that everybody raised such a huge stink when the horse armor thing came out for Oblivion, but now people are perfectly willing to spend 400 yeah. points on a
oh people
decoration
were
for their avatar.
No. See, the difference here is people were bitching about the horse armor, yet they still bought it. People are bitching about the avatar clothing, but they're still buying.
I don't
it.
Know too many people that bought the horse armor for
I
Oblivion.
Guarantee a lot of people bought the horse armor. They just hid it.
No,
you couldn't see that they bought it, so. They'd be like, oh, this is stupid. Click.
My question is, why is this being charged? Why do you have to pay for it?
Well, because they know they can make money off of it. So if they can make money off of it, they're going to charge it.
Why would you not charge for it? Why would you give away three things like lightsabers and call guard?
Because you're already paying a year subscription for it.
For all the stuff you had before the Avatar clothing.
It doesn't matter.
Well, here's the thing.
But
you vote for your wallet.
Or you vote with your wallet.
Yeah, you vote with your wallet. And what they did was they're like, okay, we're going to charge them. If nobody buys anything, we'll drop the price, see what that does. And if they don't buy anything again, they'll be for free.
Oh, they're not going to drop the price.
But the thing is, though,
that's because people are buying them.
There's too many people buying them. And they're like, oh, it's a success.
Yep.
So that means
more stuff.
More stuff and more buying.
Yep.
Well, I wonder how long
it's the same. I mean, it's the same deal. It's the same deal as the Activision raising the price on the Modern Warfare thing. They can do it, and if they'll make money off it, then I mean they'll do it.
Well,
but
I mean,
if people don't buy it, then they won't raise the price. Well, and it's the same way with this.
I know it's new, and everyone's like, "Oh, this is cool, and it's new." I wonder how long its success is going to last.
People pay for themes, man.
Well,
and themes are the stupidest thing you could ever pay money for. I've done it.
Yeah, I've done it.
You know, but seriously, it's a picture. It's a picture you can download on your computer and attach to your 360. You know, paid for that.
You know, if they just start incorporating this and that, and you have the rewards and everything, then let me just play the game and unlock it for free.
They're going to allow you to do that.
Well, then why put it on there for a price?
So, same reason they put cheat codes on there?
No, I just don't see it. I don't.
All the DLC for Madden is just boosters that...
Yeah, I saw that. That's bullshit.
And people are going to pay for it. People are going to pay for it. The thing is, you don't have to buy it.
Yeah.
I'm not.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'll just hopefully they'll patch some of these games like Gears of War, and you know, hopefully I can play it and unlock.
That's my thing on the Avatar clothing and the Activision thing is that they're well within their power to charge for it. I mean, that's the whole nature of business, but.
Let me ask you,
from a personal standpoint, I won't pay for it.
Let me ask you a question. So. If somebody came over to your house and they wanted a soda, you could give it to them for free, or you could charge them for it, and if they paid it, wouldn't that make you happier? Just a question. If everybody came over to your house and wanted a Coca-Cola, and you were like, it's a buck, and they paid it, wouldn't you keep selling it for a buck?
Not to my friends.
Just random people come over to your house and want a Coke.
Well,
when the fuck
one?
Are random people going to come over to my house? Your analogy
track. I see it. I understand what you're getting at, but... Yeah.
Once again, they are certainly well within their power to charge for it.
Oh, by the way, that's a dollar.
But, sweet, it's already empty, so fuck you. They
I don't do recycling, bitch.
They're certainly well within their power to charge for it. That's the nature of business. They can charge whatever they want. I just think up to a certain point... You're going to have people won't pay for it anymore.
That's fine, and they shouldn't.
And
that's
personally,
their choice.
I'm not going to pay for it from a personal standpoint.
I'm not going to judge anybody for not paying for it, and I'm not going to judge anybody for paying for it.
And now, does this cost them to make these clothing? Does it cost them?
I'm sure it does.
How much?
Programmers
get paid
per hour.
To design the clothing and program the clothing.
Yeah. And if it includes additional animation They have to program that into it as well.
And they have given you plenty of free clothing.
Nothing I want.
Well, that's why.
Supply and demand.
That's why they're charging for the cool shit. Well,
yeah.
Yep.
Because you don't want to wear the stupid Xbox shirt anymore.
Right.
You want to wear cog armor. Well, guess what? If you want to wear cog armor, shell out the points.
I want to wear some cog armor.
Personally, I'm perfectly fine with just the plain t-shirt.
And most people can be, and that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that either.
So, can you wear the armor and have a lightsaber?
Yes,
you can.
I
do whatever you want.
Oh, my God.
You can buy whatever you want, wear whatever you want.
But you can only hold one prop at a
time.
Well,
right.
That you can't have the lightsaber and a chicken in the other hand.
The chicken would be lame.
Going through and looking at all the items and as he tries them on, you know, previewing it, with all the prop items, just the animations you do with them are just hilarious. Especially like the popcorn
Is there Halo items?
Yes.
Yeah, there's a Warthog radio control Warthog.
There's a couple sweet t-shirts.
Is there like Spartan armor?
No.
Not yet, but isn't there a helmet?
Yeah, I thought there was a helmet. Yeah, there's an ODST helmet.
There's an ODST helmet. I'm sure that's the Spartan armor's coming.
I'm sure what's it called? The fucking sword.
The plasma sword.
Yeah, plasma sword. I'm sure that's coming. I'm sure there's a lot more items coming.
Yeah, when ODST releases, they'll release all that stuff.
Yeah.
But once again, I just hope that they make it actually unlockable through the game.
And
so
hopefully they won't
it.
Charge for it once you unlock
right.
it.
Something tells me that ODST is going to be freaking amazing.
Yeah, I hope once I buy the game, I unlock the... Or once I buy the game and play it, that I unlock some of these stuff.
I'm happy enough that ODST comes packed with every single Halo 3 map.
Did they say how they're going to unlock them? Do you have to earn achievements?
They haven't said. There's just an awards tab. Mm-hmm. Eventually, I'm sure stuff will show up in there.
Well, the little badge on your gamer card that shows how long you've been an Xbox Live member is pretty cool.
Yeah,
Six is the longest.
Yeah. Mine says 4 right now, but it should flip to 5 here real soon.
Mine will flip to 7 real soon.
Mine in November. 7.
Since the beginning, bitches.
Yep, whoosh. Beginning. So,
you know what I find very sad? Is some of the people on my list that have really high gamer scores, like, have been on a year.
Right.
I'm like, damn.
Wow. They really plow through some games, don't
I'm
they?
I'm telling you. I do like the new achievement thing that it does. The way it works with achievements. Like, it shows you how many games you've completed 100%, how many games, you know, how many points you have out of how many you can have, and all that stuff. I think that's kind of neat.
When you unlock an achievement in a game and you hit the guide button, no more does it just list that one achievement. It actually has, when you go into a game on the dashboard and it lists, like, the little squares, the little pictures of the achievements, it has that now instead of just the whole page of that one achievement. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. One gripe that I have is, like, you know how, like, on your games library it'll show the box art?
Right.
It only shows box art from games that I have on my hard drive.
Ah.
Which I thought was weird.
That is weird.
Like, I played Red Faction. Red Faction didn't show up there. But Trial shows up there, Bioshock shows up there, and so did Marvel Capcom.
Huh.
Which are all on my hard drive. But if I install a game to the hard drive, it shows the box art.
Huh. I didn't even pay attention to that.
Yeah, I didn't pay attention to that either.
Huh.
I thought that was weird.
So, a lot of cool little things.
And seriously, if nobody can, and I've had so many people tell me they can't figure out how to switch the games to Microsoft points, the games on demand, hit the Y button. Hmm. That's it.
I didn't mess with that either.
It even shows you, like, when you go into a game, it'll say $29.99, add it to your credit card. So you can buy it without having points, which
right.
is good because you don't have to have a certain amount of points
right.
to buy
a
game. But
you can't buy them with Microsoft points.
Yeah, you can.
I thought you can't.
No, you can buy any game with Microsoft points, hit the Y button. It'll convert it to Microsoft points, and it doesn't charge you tax. So.
Boom.
No, it charges you tax if you don't use Microsoft.
I don't know. I haven't done that
way. Oh, yeah, it would because
it's on your credit card.
Yeah.
So, like a game like Need for Speed Carbon's $19.99, you switch to Microsoft points at $1,600.
Hmm.
And the prices are a little ridiculous. Call of Duty 2 for $30.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Now, there are some decent deals on there. Like, you can't really find Ridge Racer in a lot of places, so $20 isn't too bad.
Ridge Racer! Mass Effect.
I got a copy of Ridge Racer 6 I'll sell you for $20.
I'm sure you do.
Mass Effect 2.
Mass Effect.
I'm sorry, 1.
$20.
Yeah, which
is a good deal.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, it's same
no
price
one here
as retail.
Has tried, we don't, no one here has Netflix, so I wonder how the streaming went.
I don't know.
Which you can see now what people are watching when you...
Yeah, I saw some guy on my list watching Fievel Goes West the other day, and I started chuckling.
Yeah.
Probably has kids.
I'm like, you're watching Fievel Goes West?
Yeah. So, that's...
The first one was better.
All right.
An American Tale.
Yep. American Tale.
Somewhere.
I don't know. The dashboard. The dashboard update, I really thought
see us through.
Was going to be more.
Yeah.
I was kind of disappointed. I thought there was going to be a lot more stuff going on. It's not a lot.
The only major thing is the Avatar clothing.
I think the major thing is Netflix, which I don't have anymore. The movie party sharing and the faster streaming. I think that's the biggest thing, and I don't have that anymore. So I'm not going to be able to tell you how good that is, but... The only thing I cared about was the fact that the dashboard is faster.
Yeah.
Much, much faster now.
Yeah.
That's the only thing that mattered to me.
Yep. And in the fall, we'll get the rest of it.
Ooh. Can't wait for Facebook.
And Twitter.
Last FM. Oh, yeah.
What is Last FM?
Radio stations.
Oh.
I don't care. I care about games.
Oh, radio stations be pretty cool.
I have those on my radio.
Yeah, but aren't these, like, more exclusive radio stations?
I'm sure you have to pay for it, too.
Oh, I don't think you, for the premium stuff, obviously, you don't have to. But, you know, like, it's like Yahoo Music. If you don't pay for
it. Have you been to Yahoo Music lately?
Not recent, but when it first started, you have, you know, you play a couple songs, then you got advertisements, and then play more. That's the way it's going to be if you don't want to pay for Last FM.
Yeah, Yahoo doesn't work like that anymore.
Well, I don't know, but.
You get five songs.
Well, okay, back when they
did that. That's why you should listen to Pandora. If they put Pandora on Xbox Live, I'd be happy.
Back when they did that, that's what it's going to be like, Last FM not paying. Pandora's on your iPhone, by the way.
Yeah, I know.
I hope so that it's like that, but even if it is, I don't think I'll use it.
That's what it's supposed to be.
But Twitter on Xbox 360, that sounds pretty exciting.
Somebody needs to go watch that Twitter video. Have you ever seen the Twitter video about the guy that Twitters all the time? And it's like, why do you need to know what I'm doing every 5 minutes?
The cartoon?
That thing is fucking hilarious because it's so true.
Have you seen the World of Warcraft freakout video?
No.
Yeah, I watched that.
Yeah.
Dude.
We discussed that last week, didn't we?
Yeah, we watched it. I went home and watched it. Dude, when the dude shoved his TV remote.
I think it's fake.
Yeah, I think it's fake. It's definitely staged.
We need to watch it after.
Have you
the
seen
show.
The other one? The same guy?
Yeah.
It's definitely staged. There's no way.
Well, then that kind of takes everything away from it, doesn't it?
Yeah, but you know, what he does in that video is just stupid. It's just stupid.
I thought it was pretty funny.
That's not funny. It's just stupid how this guy just goes off. Ugh.
All right, well, anyway, overall impressions of the dashboard. It's okay.
Yeah.
It's nothing spectacular, but it's pretty cool.
Just love that it's faster.
Yeah.
That's the big deal.
Any update is better than no update.
Exactly, which we haven't had a PSN update.
No.
Massive one in a while.
Should be one coming up.
It's coming up.
That 3.0, which is supposed to be awesome.
We'll see what,
They say that every time, though.
Yeah, I know.
Let's real quick run around the room and see what everybody's predictions for Sony's press conference tomorrow is. Real quick. We'll go Gambus. Just because, I mean, we haven't even talked about it, and it's like it's a pretty huge deal. There's a lot of rumors and so forth swirling around for a 1 hour press conference in the middle of August.
Yeah,
interesting. Price drop.
You think price drop? How much of a price drop?
$50.
Think a $50 price drop?
Yeah, at the most.
What do you think about the PS3 Slim? Do you think it's real or fake?
I think it's real.
It's so early, though. It makes me so skeptical
The PS2 Slim came out, 4 years after the release?
This has only been
two. Three.
This has only been two.
Yeah, say two.
Three.
Two.
Two? Well, it's not quite three.
Not quite three.
Right, it'll be three in November. Right.
Still, it's still too early.
That is quick.
3 years after the system launches, you're already redesigning it. I don't like that at all. It's like you're admitting that you know your system is too expensive, you know.
Well,
they're looking for something to.
I understand they need to boost sales after seeing NPD numbers last week, but after that, they definitely need to boost sales. And I tell you, who else needs? Nintendo needs a price drop soon.
Yeah, real soon.
Microsoft was only a couple hundred, or what, like 15,000 behind them.
It was a little more than that,
but
yeah, they were close.
It wasn't a massive thing like it was before.
They were close.
And that's like, wow.
I think they were 50,000 behind them. I think the Wii sold 250, I think the Xbox sold 200, and the PS3 sold 120, I think was the numbers from MPD, if I remember.
PS3 was almost the lowest, barely being out PS2,
right.
Which just boggles me.
No.
Yeah.
There'll definitely be a...
It's the middle of summer.
Yeah.
Everybody's low.
except Microsoft, which didn't make any sense.
I mean, yeah, it's not. They're not, like, blowing it out of the
and
water.
And the DS.
Though. Yeah, and the DS is just 500,000. The DS, though, defies all conventional logic. So.
Oh, God, the DS.
Sony's going to have to announce a price cut.
I think they have to announce a price cut, but I don't agree with 50. I don't think
either.
If they don't do 100, it's
I
not
think
worth
it'll be
doing.
I think they'll announce a $100 price drop.
If they don't do 100, it's not worth doing.
Yeah.
I would like a $100 price drop. However, Sony is a very proud and arrogant company. And, I just feel that, I mean, a $100 price drop would be the smart thing to do. But to me, it just doesn't seem like the Sony thing to do.
I'm going to tell you, without a $100 price drop, think about it this way. You can get a PS3 for $399.99 or $349.99. It doesn't sound like shit, does it?
No.
It
sounds
like it
doesn't matter. $299, though.
$299 is huge.
That would be huge.
$299 is huge.
I'm thinking $50 price drop, and they're going to talk about it like it's the best thing since sliced bread.
See, I'm gonna say that they'll do 100, and I think that it's gonna be huge because
I would really like them to do 100 because it would show that they're becoming smarter.
I think you're gonna see probably an even bigger spike if they announce a $100 price drop. I think you'll see an even bigger spike on the PS3 for the rest of the year than you saw on the Xbox at the end of last year when they dropped to $199.
Oh yeah.
Because, not for nothing, but the PS3 has great games coming out this year and is a Blu-ray player. So, for $299,
that's a steal.
A steal.
And on top of that, Blu-ray players are dropping pretty good. You can buy a decent
which
Blu-ray
is why
player.
I see a $100 price drop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Since it's becoming more mainstream in the Blu-ray. And I think we'll see some features with their update. I think hopefully the cross game chat.
3.0 needs to be kick ass.
And I think they will mention the PS3 Slim.
You think so?
Yeah.
See, I don't know that they'll mention it if it's not coming out in September. I don't think they'd shoot themselves in the foot like that. You can't really announce
something for next year.
We got a PS3 Slim. We got a PS3 Slim coming out in December, and then watch their NPD sales tank for the next 3 months.
Because nobody's going to buy it.
The PS3 Slim, I'll say this. If they've got a Slim that's already finished and they're planning to release it in September, they'll talk about it tomorrow. If they have a PS3 Slim that they're not planning on doing till next year or even until Christmas, I don't think they'll mention it.
I agree with you there.
I don't know. I think we'll see something about it.
So it should be interesting, to say the least.
Probably see some holiday bundles.
It's definitely
a holiday bundle with Uncharted 2.
Yeah. It's definitely this little 1 hour press conference is drawing a ton of attention.
What's the problem though is what's going to happen if it
and it's through no fault of Sony's.
No, because they haven't hyped it.
It's their fans who have hyped this thing up to ridiculous proportions. But if they just come out and show all the same stuff we've already seen and are just like, yeah, here's a bunch of sales graphs, and also Gran Turismo 5. Here's some video footage, but we're still not going to give you a release date.
Yeah,
and Uncharted 2 is coming in September.
It'll be like spring of
it's going to be a huge backlash through no fault of their own.
But people are going to throw a fit. The Xbox are going to go out there and be like, "Ha! I told you, didn't have anything." Yeah. And
how about this? What if they announce a an exclusive game of like a major franchise?
As long as it's not Final Fantasy 14, I don't care. That was the dumbest exclusive announcement ever.
I don't think there's going to be anything exclusive.
I tell you right now, they announced Twisted Metal. They got me.
Yeah, that's for sure.
David
Jaffe's game has still not been announced.
That would be huge.
In reality, I think the most realistic things to come out of this conference tomorrow are a $100 price drop on the PS3 and an announcement that Gran Turismo 5 is coming out this year.
I think
that's what you're going to see tomorrow.
I would still like to see David Jaffe's game, and I think he's almost ready to show it, so maybe tomorrow. And I don't expect it, but I hope for it.
Yeah.
I don't even care if it's not Twisted Metal. I just want to see his new game.
And Gran Turismo 5, I feel that will probably be a spring 2010.
You think
release.
So?
Yeah.
I think they're gonna push it out for December this year.
Yeah.
That would be nice if they did, though.
You know what we're totally forgetting that they're gonna talk about tomorrow? A little thing called the PSP Go.
But yeah, there's that.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, we'll talk about it. I'm not sure what else they're gonna say about it. They might give us more details about how the download and all
that.
Yeah,
nice if they gave that a price drop before it even came out.
See, I was gonna say that.
That would be nice.
We were just kidding about the $249.
Either a price drop or a crazy special feature that they're like, oh, yeah, it can also do this.
It can also do your laundry.
They're not going to announce a price drop.
But
if
they say that it's going to come out at that price, it'll come out at that price.
They'll probably announce a new feature.
I think, too, honestly, if there's going to be a slim announcement at all, they'll wait till TGS before they announce anything like that, I think. That's just me.
You know,
I could be proven wrong tomorrow, but
I'm just trying
that's
to,
my guess.
I just hope they announce it because this rumor shit's getting on.
Yeah, I know. I'm getting really annoyed with all the fake PS3
and, you know,
Slim pictures.
With the way the Sony's track record, they had a PS1 Slim. They had a PS2 Slim.
They're going to have a PS3 Slim, but I just think it's too early.
I don't know that it'll be right now.
I just think it's way too early for a PS3 Slim.
I agree, but they'll
they'll probably announce it at next year's E3.
No,
that's fine. For me, that's fine. But if they announce it tomorrow, it's just admitting that there's a problem.
In all honesty, though, even if they didn't have one in development already, with all the fervor about it, they're working on it.
Well, yeah.
Because they, I mean, that's why I think if they're going to do the PS3 Slim thing, I think they'll talk about it at TGS. Because I think even if they weren't if they were planning on waiting until the fourth year, with all the fervor about it right now, they're probably like, you know, we need to fast track this thing because there's people clamoring for it. So I don't know. We'll see.
I don't understand why people are clamoring for it. They already have a PS3.
Because, man, you know how tech geeks are. Don't lie. Everybody wants the new and the best.
It's the same thing. It doesn't play any new games.
Yeah, but they still.
It
don't
doesn't.
Lie and say you didn't buy a slim PS2.
Because my PS2 broke.
Well, there's that.
Yeah.
Just but. Like if Microsoft released a Slim next year, I'd probably buy it because I will need to.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't need to buy a new PS3.
Yeah, now the PS3.
It works perfectly.
I won't, I mean, I've got no need for a Slim right now, but I'm not going to say that I don't think it would be cool.
I'm sure it would be cool, and if my PS3 ever broke, awesome, but, you know, if
they're putting it out just for design purposes, it's stupid.
You know, all these people that go out and buy a second one just because they get a Slim version.
It may be design and cost-cutting, depending.
And that's fine. Announce that $100 price drop and put it on the Slim. Be done with it. You know what would be really smart? Put the Slim out at $299 and sell the old one for $249.
Yeah.
Now that might happen too.
That would be brilliant.
Yeah.
Because that would sell a shit ton of old ones and a shit ton of new ones.
Problem is, though, the manufacturing costs on the old ones are still... They've dropped.
But they're not going to sell after they announce a Slim.
Well, that's true.
Not without a lower price. They're not going to sell without, you know, a lower price.
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter what they cost to make. You got to take a hit on it to be making money on the Slim. So I don't know. We'll see what happens today.
Hopefully it'll be interesting and not just a bunch of pie charts.
Yeah, I'm hoping that they deliver on some stuff.
Yeah.
Some stuff they didn't even promise. I hope they deliver on stuff that people are wanting them to deliver on.
I don't think they're going
to
bore you with pie charts.
Not at this
you
point
never
because
know.
Their pie charts are a little broken.
Well, I'll guarantee that part of the show at least will be sales and pie charts.
I don't know what they're going to talk about though because their sales have been down over the last 12 months.
Yeah.
They'll talk about. They'll
hopefully
talk about
that
games,
they'll just start announcing a bunch of crazy stuff and just come out fighting.
Their pie charts will be the same as they always are. The PlayStation family is outselling everything.
Yes,
because you have three systems compared to one and two, and I still don't think you're outselling Nintendo.
No.
Sorry. No. The DS probably outsells the PlayStation family.
And they'll also be referring to the PlayStation family on a global level, not just a Western level.
Well, of course. That's
to be expected. The entire world is not the United States.
The only company that doesn't do that is Microsoft because they sell 14 systems a week over there, you know?
Yeah.
It doesn't really put any dents in the sales.
But hopefully it'll be a pretty exciting one-hour meeting.
Hopefully it'll be a pretty smart one-hour meeting.
Yes, smart and exciting.
Show me the games, brother.
Yes.
Yeah. Show me the games. That's the thing. I'm excited. I'm excited to see the game stuff that comes out of tomorrow. I was really excited when I thought it was going to be a three-hour show because I thought, man, there's going to be a lot of really cool game stuff.
I want to see more Mod Nation Racers.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind seeing more of that.
I want to see that. I want to play that game so
bad. But the big thing, though, is the price cut.
Price cut's going to be the big announcement.
Price cut, new games, new features.
Give me PSN 3.0, whatever they're fucking talking about.
Yeah.
So I can have, like, an awesome...
And don't disappoint with that. There's a lot of people looking forward to a...
Show me some love!
Yeah.
I don't think we're going to do questions.
Where are we
Save
at,
those.
Time-wise?
153.
Okay, yeah, we should probably do Twitter shout-outs, because we got a ton this week.
Sweet, we get more every week.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's questions in there, too.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Almost always.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll start out with Sam in Seattle says, do you guys remember the game Jet Force Gemini for the N64? I love that
game.
What did you guys think of it?
That's the worst Rare game I ever played.
Really?
I'm sorry, I don't...
I like Jet Force Gemini.
I like the game, but it was the worst Rare game I ever played. And that was back when Rare...
Grabbed by the Ghoulies was worse than Jet Force Gemini.
I'll give you that.
You
I'm
know
talking
something?
I'm
yeah,
talking,
I agree. Yeah.
I'm talking pre-Xbox.
Gotcha. Yeah, no, I
not
like
post Jeff. Xbox.
I actually like Jet Force Gemini. I never beat it, but I really liked it.
I liked
I had a
the
lot
game.
Of fun with it.
I played it very briefly, but I thought it was decent. What I did play of it,
I thought it was a very mediocre Rare game at the time.
Thing is, Rare before Xbox and post Xbox is almost like two different.
They're
companies.
Completely different companies.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Dylan MMC says, "What is your favorite episode of Seinfeld?" To everybody,
I don't watch that show.
I've only watched, like, the first season, to tell you the truth, and I think...
I'm sorry, I don't find Seinfeld
I don't know. The Chinese...
You have no sense of humor.
Please.
The Chinese restaurant episode.
No soup for you?
No, I think that was later.
No, yeah, that's... My favorite episode is probably the one where they all bet who can go without the longest.
You talking masturbation?
Yeah.
There you go.
But
that's
yeah, the... The Chinese restaurant episode has freaking Lo Pan in it from Big Trouble in Little China.
It's true. And Dylan MMC also says, shout out to Gambus Khan for saying calling humans animals is like calling concrete dirt.
Oh, thank you.
Radio PM says, hope you have a good show. Where has sorry.
I guess I'll get a favorite
Where
Seinfeld
has
Do you
episode.
Watch Seinfeld?
Where has... Oh, my bad. Sorry, I didn't know that you had. No, seriously.
No,
go ahead.
Go ahead, move on.
No, go ahead.
No, Seinfeld could suck it. Go on.
I didn't know. I thought you said no, you didn't have one at the same time he said.
I didn't say anything.
Oh, well, sorry, go ahead. You got to speak up, man.
No, I'm done. I don't watch Seinfeld.
See, there you go.
Actually, I have it on for background noise when I do the news.
Gotcha.
Background noise when you do the news?
Yeah.
That's about all it's good for.
Yeah.
Radio PM says, hope you have a good show. Where has Professor Chaos been? He hasn't been on the show in forever.
I'm not going to say
anything.
Yeah,
a good question.
I know. I have the same thing going on in my mind.
Are
probably.
You sure?
I don't know. We'll have to converse afterwards.
Okay, we'll converse afterwards.
Yeah, he, I don't know.
He's doing black guy stuff.
Wow.
Old Family Guy can be used for everything, can't it?
So there you go. No, if you talk to Professor Chaos, hey, I haven't talked to him in forever either.
He
so.
Made a comment on Twitter the other day about how my Raiders raped his Cowboys in the preseason game.
There
that's
you go.
The first time I'd heard from him in ages.
Yeah.
Yeah, I read that Twitter.
So there you go. No,
I
always enjoy when Professor Chaos is on the show. So but
he brings the color.
That's what they say.
The
That's what he says.
He tries to bring the color.
That's what he says.
Brings the color.
It was a melanoma problem.
Oh.
Let's see. All right. H Dogger says, howdy diddly do, N4G crew.
Howdy diddly do.
Hello, Ned Flanders.
Just wanted to say, I like pie. How about you? I like pie a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gambus has never had pie. Leave him alone.
Oh.
I mean,
I'm
like.
I'm kidding.
I like pumpkin pie.
I like apple pie, pumpkin pie, pecan pie.
If you ever stick your face in it, it tastes like pumpkin.
I
run.
I like
sugar cream pie.
Raspberry pie. It's delicious.
Sugar cream pie.
I think Brian's not here.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah. He also says, because you know the cake is a lie, don't you? And actually, the whole thing rhymes. It says, "Howdy diddly do, N4G crew. Just wanted to say I like pie. How about you?
Because
you know
shot
the cake
caller?
Is a lie, don't you?" No.
That's not shot caller?
No, it's H-Dogger.
H-Dogger.
Snap! Sounds like the Riddler to me.
Incredible Batman. Stan says, "What's up, N4G? I was wondering if any of you were picking up FIFA 10 this year."
I am not.
Gambus Khan is.
I am.
Not me.
I'd like to play
I'll be
soccer.
Playing it, but I'm not. But I have to do it for a review.
I'm going to pick up FIFA 10 because I heard it's going to be basically the best soccer game ever.
Football.
There you go. Football.
Or the best football game
footy.
Ever. Footy.
The best
play
footy game.
Perfectly good game of football. Football.
Football.
Radio PM says, "I also wanted to tell you guys that I made a ringtone for the N4G podcast. Let me know if you would like it."
Yeah.
I think
hell
we
yeah.
would probably all like copies yeah. of it. So
no doubt.
If
send
you can
it over.
Email it to yeah. all of us.
Send that shit.
Send
do
the
we
email.
All have ZT Game Domain email addresses?
Yes.
Does
no.
Gambus have one?
Oh,
yeah, he does.
No.
Okay. The three of us, you can send it to ZeroTolerance@ZTGameDomain.com, KillerWolverine@ZTGameDomain.com, and TheWombat@ZTGameDomain.com. And Gambus, what's your email address?
My email address
wait,
is...
Wait, do you want people to have it, first off? Because this
sure.
is going out to everybody.
Sure.
We obviously don't care if our ZT Game Domain emails get out to everybody, but...
It's GambusCon@Yahoo.com.
There you go. So email that to us. And if anybody else ever wants to email us, I don't mind email. I like email.
Yeah.
You can email me.
I love hearing from
just
fans.
Just don't send
so.
Me barnacle porn.
There you go, yeah. Please don't ever send me any sort of pornographic material. But you can email me no matter
well,
what.
Well, shit, don't check your inbox.
Fuck you. All right. Fixer, well, V, Fixer V, I assume it's just Fixer, says, "Tweet, tweet, tweet, bawk." And then he says, "I hope Gambus wasn't interrupted too much."
No, that was Wombat.
Yeah, I got interrupted this
yeah.
week. It was cool. Scruff Money says, "I don't want to seem like a bum hurt fanboy here, but I've been listening to a lot of podcasts, and it seems that PS3 gamers are," and then continued in the next tweet, "treated like second-class gamers." Honestly, big reason for that, in my opinion, is because most of the podcasts are North American in, like, their base. A lot of their base is North American, and the Xbox 360 sells more over here. So that's probably why you don't hear as much.
Well,
that
would
be my
treat,
guess.
If you're just PS3 or just 360, I will treat you both the same because
right.
you're usually ignorant.
Yeah. Snap.
It's true.
It's or
because,
yeah.
Well,
like, that's well, not,
this game's not good.
That's not necessarily
it,
true.
No, it's not.
If you're
they
a,
can't
if you're a fanboy,
yeah,
then you're
right.
ignorant.
Yeah.
If you can't afford the other system and you only have one, that's different.
Yeah, that's probably why they get treated that way because, well, in some circles, N4G specifically, PS3 fanboys are...
numerous.
They're everywhere.
Right.
You know, they're like a plague.
Which, did you see the videos on the forum a couple weeks back about this guy just going off? On the PS3 and 360 and on N4G in general.
No.
I forget what it's called.
Oh, yeah, I saw
the
that.
Series of...
yeah.
That was just fucking hilarious.
But
the guy is an idiot.
But
I mean, there's some truth in it. But, you know, there's truth of that every website.
Yeah, I mean, there's fanboys all over the
at
place.
At least PS3 gamers are second-rate gamers. I mean, what are we gamers?
But, no, I mean, I don't...
Exactly.
It just, like I said, I think a lot of it stems from the fact that if you listen to a lot of American podcasts, they talk about 360 games or 360 gamers more because it sells more over here.
And not to mention, and just as a behind-the-scenes note, most journalists receive 360 copies of games, so that's why they usually talk about that version.
Yeah.
360 is dominant because everybody has one. Mm. And it's just like when PS2 and Xbox were around, we always talked about the
you
PS2
always
version.
Got a PS2 version.
Because the PS2 version was the one they shipped us.
Right.
So that's
yep.
just the way it is.
Yeah. Verk says, "Yay or nay, donut with bacon, apples, nougat, and oranges. Heard from a friend. Thoughts?"
You know something? That just sounds terrible.
So it's a donut with all those things inside it?
Wait, read it again.
A donut with bacon, apples, nougat, and oranges.
You know
I'm
could
a
go
fan
for,
of just about anything with nougat in it.
I could go for everything on there except for the apples.
I like apples.
I don't like apples, but oranges, nougat, but those
that's
together,
the
though?
Bacon,
I just don't know.
The bacon
though,
on that?
Yeah, I don't know that I could do, like, if it was a donut with apples, nougat, and oranges
yeah.
in it, that would be delicious.
Yeah,
but adding
yes.
the bacon to the inside
yeah.
of the donut
yes.
is a little...
No, yeah.
See, I don't know. Almost anything's better with bacon.
Thing is, though, I heard that they're coming out with chocolate-covered bacon.
Ooh. Ooh,
that might be good.
Yeah. That sounds delicious.
Yeah. Yes,
hopefully
it does.
Hopefully sooner than later. But on that,
dude, I think I'm going to die, you know, after one pack.
take the bacon out. And
I think it sounds pretty good with the exception of the bacon. Put the bacon on the side and I'd be all for it.
So you take the apples out, I'll eat it even with the bacon.
I don't mind the apples.
I don't like apples. How do you like them apples, bitches?
Altus One says, in response to Fixer, says, Gambus getting interrupted is part of the show. With a smiley face.
Really?
And he is very true.
It is, man.
I guess that is.
And then Altus also says, UMFers need to play more Gears 2.
Hey, I've been playing recently. Yeah. I
don't own either Gears game because I'm not really a huge fan of either Gears game. Eventually, I'm going to try and give it another chance, but I'm just not really a big fan.
This motherfucker needs to play more.
I've been playing it recently, and I'm having a lot, especially all the maps.
Yeah.
Like, I've been playing, like, multiplayer and horde mode with the new maps. Man, those new maps are awesome.
Where was my invite? What the fuck?
Dude, you weren't online.
Shit.
I was online playing that shit.
ShotCaller33 says, what it do in 4G crew? ShotCaller33 was wondering if any of you gents saw District 9, and yes, he does talk in the third person.
I'm going to see it Tuesday. Gambus, you saw it.
The Wombat has not seen it.
Me and the K-Dub and the Boogeyman are going on Tuesday to see it.
Thanks for the invite.
I thought it was pretty cool. I enjoyed it. I saw where they were going with the social commentary in the movie. I would really like to have one of those, I think they're called the Perns. That's the alien race name.
You want a perm?
No.
What's up, Big Perp?
I want a Pern action figure.
Sweet. So is it awesome?
Oh yeah.
I've heard nothing but good things.
Yeah,
about
everybody
this
said
movie.
It was kick ass.
It's kind of slow at the beginning. However, it turns into a war action movie.
Is it really as bloody as they say it is?
Oh my god! By the end of the movie, you'll probably see about at least 25 to 30 scenes where people completely explode.
Now, is it also humorous?
Kinda. All
right.
How long is it? Is it like over 2 hours?
I think it's right under 2 hours or right about 2 hours.
So it's like a action movie almost. It starts off slow and then it gets real actiony.
It starts off slow, then it gets real actiony, and then it gets slow again, and then it's hardcore action till the end.
I've heard it's nothing but good.
All right. Yeah. Fixer says, yeah, what Altus said, more Gears 2. So, no, I refuse.
You come up and get him with the Lancer chainsaw.
DizLoudboy916 says, God bless the N4G podcast crew, and God bless Miley Cyrus.
He watches Hannah Montana.
I did. I saw that.
I questioned him on Twitter about that. I said, you really watch Hannah Montana? And he said, I don't judge. I said, fair enough.
Fair enough.
He said it was a good show. I'm like,
to each their own.
Hey, whatever floats your boat, brother.
To each their own.
Dylan MMC says, which version of Batman are you guys getting? I like the 360 controller better, but I want Joker Challenge Rooms.
See, that's my dilemma right there.
Yeah.
That controller is just so much better on the 360. The challenge levels, the reason why I would say go against them is because they're probably, as cool as it is to play as the Joker, it's probably going to be DLC, and it's probably going to get old.
Right.
Challenge levels are the same thing over and over and over again. If you prefer the controls, that's where you should go. Although,
I agree.
I can't stay away from the Joker levels, so I'm going to be getting both. One for review, and I'm actually purchasing the other one.
I'm getting the 360 one solely because of the controller. I'm bummed out about the Joker thing, but which is why we don't like exclusive downloadable content content around here. I definitely think the Joker levels will probably eventually end up being DLC. And if not, you know,
you would probably play them once and be done with it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm getting the 360 version, because I'm not a huge DC fan. I love Batman, but, it's the Joker. I don't care. So.
Yeah, I'm the only one here who's getting the PS3 version.
But you don't really have a choice.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, if you had a choice, you'd still get the PS3 version?
If I had a choice...
He hasn't played it on the 360, though, so that's not really fair.
Well, I'm just saying. Yeah. I mean, I didn't play it on the PS3.
I mean, if it really controls better...
That controller just feels more comfortable for all the stuff you do.
Yeah, I just prefer the controller. There are certain games and genres that I prefer the PS3 controller, and there are certain games
like
and genres
games.
I prefer... Exactly. And there are certain games and genres I prefer the 360 controller. shooters and third-person action games, I prefer the 360 controller.
Yeah, I agree with you there.
Solid Sven has three in a row. One is actually a correction. I'm going to read the initial non-corrected one first because I think it's funnier, and then I'll correct it. N4G Podcast, I heard last week that Zero is being abducted by aliens. And then he corrects it right after that and says, I meant to say Zero is afraid of being abducted by aliens.
Oh, yes.
But I think it's funnier that he heard that you were being abducted.
How does he get into my head?
He says, never see the movie Fire in the Sky or you won't sleep for weeks.
Dude, I own the movie. I've seen it 65 times. See, the problem, the dilemma I have is that I'm terrified of aliens and being abducted, but I'm also super fascinated by them. I've seen Roswell. I've seen Fire in the Sky. Signs is one of my favorite movies
ever. Signs is a fantastic movie.
And I watch every single History Channel, Discovery Channel thing about aliens. I'm obsessed with them. I have the UFO Files box set on DVD. I love aliens, but I'm terrified of them. So imagine that moral dilemma.
Yeah, I think you'll get a kick out of District 9 because the aliens are pretty sweet looking in it.
I watched an episode of House yesterday.
Yeah, wasn't that creepy?
The alien episode?
Oh, there's an alien episode?
Yeah, it's part of the, it's a symptom. It's some kind of symptom. Feels like he's
a twin that was combined at birth, and his twin brother and his brain actually manifested alien abductions, and the scene where it was drawing blood out of his arm, like, freaked me the fuck out.
I'm with you. I'm not as fascinated with him as you are, but I wouldn't. Signs was awesome, Fire in the Sky. When I was a kid watching it, I couldn't sleep. So I like the whole alien premise, but fuck, I have to watch them with the lights on with people around me.
Which season is this in House?
Two.
Three.
Yeah.
I thought it was three.
You're right, it is three.
Yeah, it's three.
I'm gonna have to get caught up. I'm still on season one.
See, I couldn't even watch the commercial when that episode was new. I couldn't watch the commercial. I had to fucking turn it off.
Dude, that whole scene where he's drawing the blood and the hand turns into the alien hand and it shows him like, that was creepy, man.
Yeah, it was a great cool episode.
Wow. Yeah, that is a cool episode.
Get chills just thinking about
that. And then Solid Sven closes our Twitter share. Oh, no, doesn't close. I've got one more. Solid Sven throws out an alien quote and just says simply, "It's a trap."
Admiral Akbar.
Yes.
It's a trap.
He's a Mon Calamari.
Indeed. Have you seen the It's a Trap shirt at Split Reason?
No.
It's awesome.
I need to
It's like a picture of Admiral Akbar's head, but the picture is made up of the words, "It's a trap."
Huh.
It's awesome. I want to buy it so bad. So there's a plug for Split Reason.
There you go.
Who also has the N4G t-shirts.
Nice.
So there you go. Yeah. You should go buy those. And last but not least, H-Dogger, I should mention, right after the contest last week, sent a direct message to our Twitter saying, "To get the last 5 digits for the code, am I allowed to continue to eavesdrop in your house, or does that disqualify me?" So I sent him a message back saying that it would disqualify him, and he needed to give back the bag of Doritos that he stole from our house.
I was wondering where that went.
And Big Day Man says, "Hello, we meet again for the last time. If you all had to die a horrible video game death, what would it be?" Still very much love the show.
I would die as the N plus guy, where I just explode, and I explode into red pixel giblets.
Let's see.
That's how I would die.
How would I want to die?
I'd want Mario to jump on my head.
That sounds sexual.
Hopefully, I'll get
get it on.
If I have to die, you know, in a video game manner. Hopefully, I would have at least gotten another one up before it happened.
Oh, Jesus.
That
doesn't tell me how you'd want to die.
I got to definitely go with either getting stepped on by Mario or getting shot with a fireball by Mario.
I just want to explode
Although I'd probably try and take that motherfucker down with me.
Come on, bring it.
Fat ass plumber.
Well, since I don't really about the concept of how I would want to die, you know, because, you know,
this is a video game. It's not real.
Okay. If I was going to die, I'd want to be killed off by a dragon.
8.0.
And then the dragon killed me. 8.0.
Yeah.
I don't know. It'll be painful. Definitely painful. Either chainsawed in Gears of War 2.
Oh, my God.
Ouch.
Right. Just
right down
right
the
in half.
Just filleted.
Or flamethrowed from Gears of War 2.
Flamethrower.
Just sit there and bake in agony.
I want Cabal to blow my head up like a balloon.
I'd probably want to do the chainsaw rather than flamethrower.
Yeah, because you burn a lot longer.
Yeah.
You turn into crispy bagok. Do you prefer crispy or original recipe?
No, that was awful.
I don't know.
It'd be fun.
I don't know. It'd be kind of cool to get killed by one of the guys from Mortal Kombat.
It'd be cool to get sticky bombed.
How about a headshot in Unreal?
Or your... To have...
Just explode.
To have Sub-Zero take you under the chin and just rip your head and spine out.
Oh, yeah, that'd be pleasant, because I'd still kind of be alive for a second, and I'd be like, I'm in Mortal Kombat!
Wow.
Or to die on the pit, too, where you just fall, and it's like you're like, and you just hit the concrete. That was my favorite pit, by the way, out of all the Mortal Kombat.
Just hitting flat concrete?
Yeah, that was my favorite one.
Huh.
I like being stuck to the roof.
That wasn't the pit. That was
the
temple.
Yeah, pit two.
Pit two. No, pit two was the falling to
the falling to the concrete.
But it was still considered a pit fatality.
Well, it's a pit fatality, but it's not the pit.
Get with the lingo.
It's a temple.
What? It's the pit two was in Mortal Kombat 2.
Well, yeah. Right.
No. That was temple.
That's the temple in Mortal Kombat 2.
I thought that was called the pit two.
No, the pit two was the bridge where you fall down and you see it from the top perspective.
Shit,
and
he's like,
slap on the concrete.
And he hits the concrete.
Okay.
I'm pitting.
I think it's the temple where you... I think that's what it's called.
It's something like that.
Yeah, where you get uppercutted into the spikes.
And then
if you
hold
down
on the controller, they fall off.
I thought that was... All right, whatever. I don't know much about
it. It's a pit fatality. But you know what other fatality I like was the watchtower one, where you... I don't remember what that's called. Yeah, where you fall down through the floors, and
then
you
hit
the spikes.
The grinds.
Yeah.
The grinding gears.
Yeah.
That really grinds my gears.
I thought it was... Are you sure it's gears? I thought it was spikes that you fell onto in the watchtower.
There's one with gears.
That's the pit three.
It's got I'm the confused at this point.
Yeah, I'm totally...
You fall and you explode, so that's it.
I explode.
We're done. Mr. Khan, if you'd be so kind as to get us the fuck out of here.
Alrighty, then.
Epic fail. Welcome to the N4G Podcast.
Oh, you can! It's me, Mario!
Zero Dollar.
This is going to be a very interesting episode.
Greetings, programs. I got lost trying to find my way to the secret underground N4G radio lair.
The Wombat.
Killer
Wolverine. Play games, not consoles. No fanboys allowed.
And then I killed the dragon. 8.0.
Killed the dragon.